The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority. Care Radio 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Stay tuned. Coverage of your high school football game of the week will begin right after these messages from our Care Radio sports boosters.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
K-A-I-R-F-M, Horton, Atchison.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Welcome to Effingham, Kansas, where tonight we've got high school football here in the NEKL as ACCHS plays host to Mar Hill Mount Academy. Hello again, everybody. We got our man Joseph, producer, engineer. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left. Tom Counts with you. And Gus, I was just pulling up that same bit of information. Is these two teams coming together? You know, we say this all the time. You throw out the records because these teams have such a tremendous, long, and rich history of competitive games, and it goes back to even before I can remember it. That's a long, long time ago.
Yeah, you know, these two teams in this. Let's crank that up a little bit. These two teams now in the Northeast Kansas League, they were together in the Big 7 for years, and now they just realigned themselves into the same district. And all of a sudden, you put a little more pressure on this game when it's a district game. Both teams coming into today's game 0-1 in the district. Moore Hill Mount Academy down 21 points in district. ACCHS only down 20 points in district play.
MHMA lost at home last week against Republic County. 44-16, and Ravens have lost back ball games now, and they don't do that very often. They started the season 2-0, come into the ball game today at 2-2, 0-1, and district play 1-1 in the NEKL. For the Tigers, they had a tough road trip last week. They were 3-1 before they went up to Seneca, and Nemaha Central came away with a 20-0 win. But before that, Tigers had beaten Horton, Pleasant Ridge, and McLeod by a combined 125-7.
It should be a fun game here tonight as the captains were just out on the field and not overly shocking with this. Moore Hill Mount Academy wins the toss and they say, give us the football to start the football game.
It's also here in Effingham. It is a pink out night as they are showing respect for some of the big social causes around. So we certainly respect that, and with that, a lot of pink in the stands. The Tigers are wearing pink leggings, stockings, if you will, you know, out here on the field. And, Gus, the big Clemson Tiger paw is now pink tonight. How about that?
I like it.
The field is gorgeous, but it is not tightly groomed. We were out on it before the game. It is, it's not ankle high, but it's shoelace high anyway.
Yeah, it's going to be a little slower field out there tonight for both of these ball clubs, and ACCHS will send their kickoff team out onto the field and kicking the ball for ACCHS tonight. It's going to be Dalton Damon.
Moore Hill Mount Academy with their kick return unit out of the field. They're going to settle in around their own 12, 13-yard line and look for the return of this opening kick to begin the game here today. Back for MHMA, you're going to have Manasseh Miller, and on the far side over there,
Lansden Taylor.
Is that Lansden? Okay, there you have it. We are about ready to get our way. It is a beautiful night out here, 70 degrees. There is absolutely no breeze. You've got it maybe southwest at 5, but you look at the flag, it's hardly being waved at all here as the Tigers kick it away. It's going to be short, covered up by an up man, wrapping that thing up. MHMA getting a hand on it. That's going to be James Peltzer. James, one of the freshmen on this team. So with that, here comes the Raven offense, and it will be quarterbacked by Mark Harris. And as quickly as I say that, Gus, I've got Drew Cottle back to take the snap. So Drew has shifted back, at least in this first down, and they will bring him in a lot of times and rotate guys around. Little motion on the front. There's penalty markers, and MHMA will cost themselves 5.
All right side of the line took off just a little early. And sometimes that's the issue with changing your quarterback, going to a new guy back there that's the signal caller. Is you're not used to that cadence. It's a little different. And from that time, the offensive line getting themselves off a little early. It'll be a first and 15 for MHMA.
Drew Cottles had started at quarterback for a couple of years, and Mark Harris, a receiver. Then they switched. Harris went to the quarterback, putting Cottle at the wideout. Now tonight, at least at the start, Cottle, the quarterback. Mark Harris is one of the two receivers, wide to the left side. Thomas Shea is the running back, just to the left hand of the QB. Quarterback is back. Fires went over into the right flat. Is caught along the line of scrimmage, cutting up the right side, 35, 40, and up, getting close to midfield. Nice break to the right side, and a quick hitter to the perimeter for MHMA, caught by Langston Taylor.
Also over there, you have Bryson Lee, the 6'1" junior, on the play. Quickly as that, Morehill Mount Academy up over the football. Don't pay attention to the down box. It's second and, let's call it second and 5.
They're at the 47-yard line, their own MHMA approaching midfield. Now they're going to, I think the officials may be looking at that. Yeah, there we go. Again, with Conlett, the quarterback, about 5 yards deep. He's going to give a little wraparound handoff or straight-ahead run, and there's going to be negative yardage on this as Shea had nowhere to go. He tried the right A-gap, and yes, it was filled in quickly by the Tigers.
Yeah, ECHS doing a great job of just getting themselves into the backfield and making the play. The first guy back there, it's going to be 22. Colton Myers, the defensive end, crashed hard. And now for Morehill Mount Academy, they've been fast, fast, fast. I would maybe slow it back a little bit and try to get this third down call correct. It's going to be a third and let's call it 7.
I'm going to get a 7 over here somewhere from you here in a little bit as Manasseh Miller comes back in as one of the receivers for MHMA on this third down 7 call at their own 45-yard line. Ravens have taken the opening kickoff. Trying to draw the defense off, and now here's a snap. Cottle back, the left-handed quarterback will flare one over. It's going to be caught at the 50-yard line, keeping it in bounds and picking up the first down inside the Tiger 45 and out of bounds at the 44-yard line. That was Mark Harris with a catch and carry. So MHMA is able to overcome that early penalty and have their first possession of the game alive in Tiger territory at the 44. We are 1 minute into the game. Harris is going to go wide to the right side. Taylor is going to fill a slot to the right. And Miller is going to be wide to the left for MHMA. Ravens in their traveling white jerseys, gold pants, black helmets, black and gold lettering and trim. Snap back, and again, they're going to flare it over to the right side. That was the play they ran earlier, and this time it's going to be caught, but for very little gain by the freshman, Bennett Wilkes. He caught behind the line of scrimmage, eluded the first defender, but was wrapped up quickly. It'll be a gain of a yard. Second down, 9. Ravens.
You kind of see what's happening right here, don't you?
Yeah.
We're
spreading
the
field out, man.
Yeah, we're throwing these quick underneath routes. You're trying to get that safety to play up in the box because as soon as that safety creeps up, you're going to be able to burn them over the top.
And the Tigers are watching that. That's Bryson Lee. He's the deep man back there in that secondary, that one over top guy. Motion to the right is going to be Harris. Quarterback is going to keep it himself, and he is dropped behind the line of scrimmage. Tigers shooting through into the backfield, and how about Landon Brown with a stop on the play?
Yeah, great job by Landon Brown coming up from that linebacker spot. He got into the backfield so quickly, there was nowhere for Drew Cottle to go. A loss of a yard on the play. It will now bring up a third and 11 for MHMA.
Ravens at the Tiger, 45-yard line. 9:50 to go in this opening quarter. They've taken the initial kickoff of the ball game and looking to move it downfield, but now looking at a third down long. We'll see if they challenge. Tiger safety takes another couple of steps back. Long, hard count by Cottle, and he's back to throw. Rolling out, being chased, running backward, looking downfield, still looking, and now he's just going to throw it away and out of bounds as he was about ready to be pushed out into the near sideline by Landon Brown. Brown with good pursuit, and the Raven drive stalls out. It is 4th and 11.
Can I tell you, on that drive, we saw Moorhill Mount Academy go to a lot of park counts. They went 2-3 sometimes, just changing up the cadence. ACCHS didn't even show a linebacker blitz on any of those cadences. I think right now the Tigers are just sitting back, allowing Moorhill Mount Academy to do whatever they want underneath.
Going back to return the punt will be Matt Worley for ACCHS. He's going to settle in around a 15-yard line. The snap is back, and Connell will boot it away. Away from the return man, it bounces the 20 and goes out of bounds right there. So for Atchison County, the offense comes out of the field for the first time this evening. It is 1st and 10 ACCHS, and they're going to say that thing bounced out at the 24-yard line. Atchison County will have decent field position to begin their first possession tonight. 9:20 to play in the opening quarter. We're scoreless here in Effingham, Kansas, between two NEKL teams. ACCHS will run a single band wide to the left side, and just the Tigers run that, it's like a wing to the right. Two receivers in the backfield. The handoff is going to go into the middle of the line, and there is a yard or two, no more than that. These two teams have a very different, I think, offensive philosophy coming into this game here tonight.
Yeah, the Tigers kind of running, I don't know, I would call it an unbalanced wing, right? So they put one wing and either offset them to the right or offset them to the left. You've got running backs on either side of the quarterback, and a lot of times you're running things out of the gun. And now we're going to go to a true pistol formation with Bryson Lee, your quarterback, and Colton Myers behind him dotting that eye.
Colton, very tall guy. QB's going to take the and now fake the pitch, keep it himself, and be buried at the line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. And that will bring up for the Tigers a 3rd down 9. Steph Hoffman, how about that?
Yeah, Steph Hoffman, the big sophomore defensive end, got up the field, able to make the hit. Now the Tigers do pick up about a yard on the play. Let's call it 3rd and 9 now for ACCHS. The ball out to the 25-yard line. And right now, both these defenses have shown up in this early going.
Because we were talking about this a little bit earlier, that, you know, these two teams are able to grind it out, but more than likely, you see the quick strikes, the deep pass, the long gainers. Tigers are looking for a 9-yard gain right here on 3rd down. Snap back, knee high, quarterback's back, lofts one, left side, has a man downfield, and it's broken up at midfield. It will be incomplete at the 50-yard line. The intended receiver, Kieran Corder.
And he was being guarded by his numerical counterpart right there, Lansden Taylor. Taylor, the 5'8" senior linebacker, was able to go up high point the ball and knock it away from the receiver. It will bring up a 4th down, and the Tigers, as quickly as that, they're going to bring the punt unit out. And out there to put a toe to it, it's going to be Trenton Timmy.
Trenton's going to be booting it away, and it'll be Caudill. Drew is back at his own. He keeps backpedaling. Back to his own 35-yard line. The kick is away. It is very high. It is very short off the side of his foot. It is going to bounce at the 30, roll across the 35. They got a penalty marker downfield, way downfield, and it's going to roll dead around the 40-yard line. And just in the exchange of punts, Moorhill Mount Academy picks up 5 yards.
Yeah, and here's the deal. They're going to lose a little bit here because they're going to have, I believe, a blocking penalty downfield, and it had nothing to do with the play. So I believe that's going to be a tough break for MHMA, but they're still going to start this thing on the Tigers' side of the football field.
We're rolling along. Each team is out of possession. 7:48 to go in the opening quarter. Neither team has been able to generate much offense. The Ravens have 1 first down. The Tigers unable to pick up a 1st down on their first possession. And we'll see where they stretch this penalty back out. 45, back to the 50, and right, nose up to the midfield mark.
So we are going to get a hold against Moorhill Mount Academy. It's actually going to back them up to the 50, but on Moorhill Mount Academy side of the field.
It is going to bring up a 1st and 10, and it is going to be Caudill staying in at the QB slot for the Ravens. Snap back, handoff, running back. That's going to be Shea. Tries the right side, gets to the edge, cuts it upfield, dances up the hash marks in front of the Raven bench on the far sideline and stays in bounds, picking up a half a dozen down to the Atchison County 44. This equals the Ravens' best field position of the evening so far.
And for Thomas Shea, he is a hard-nosed running back for MHMA. 5'9", 180. The junior, though, likes to run downhill. You know what else he likes to do? Stay in bounds and try to pick up the extra yardage.
Did a good job there. It has been very easy to step out of bounds. Now she is going to take it. He'll say same play, only to the left side. Hit at the line of scrimmage and buried, but hold everything. a marker at the line of scrimmage. We're going to have another hold by the Ravens.
Yeah, right now, Moorhill Mount Academy is really just struggling with the size of ACCHS up front. If the Tigers are not all that big, but I think they're just strong and fast, getting into the backfield in a hurry. And right there, you had a left tackle reach out and just get caught in no man's land.
We talked about this when we watched ACCHS here in Effingham a couple of weeks ago. The Tigers are big, but not big, wide, and round in the middle, but tall and lanky and lean, and they do have good size out there.
What else I think they did? I think they had a good summer probably in the weight room.
It is now second down, 15. Mario Mount Academy, quarterback back. Cottle rolling, being pursued. Throws across his body, and it's nearly picked off and incomplete. Bryson Lee! He had seen that play, he had it figured out, and his timing was right on spot.
So Bryson Lee was about 15 yards behind the wide receiver. He saw the play develop in front of him. I saw him break after the receiver, and I'm like, all right, there's no way Cottle throws this ball. And he did. He tried to lace it in there. Great job by Bryson Lee to get a hand on it.
And for the Ravens, a good bit of fortune not to have turned it over right there. It is a third down and 15 at their own 45. Drew takes a snap, straight back, looking left, throwing left, going for the home run. He's got a man downfield. It's going to be caught at the 25-yard line by Manasseh Miller, the 6'1" senior.
That time, Cottle did a great job of getting rid of that football because he had two Tigers right up in his face. And again, Moorhill Mount Academy has got to get better on the front line and give quarterback Cottle a little more time to set up that pass.
Ravens quickly up over the football. They're at the Tiger 23-yard line with a 1st and 10. Rolling along here in a quick-moving opening quarter, 7:15 and rolling to play here in the first in a scoreless game so far, but MHMA is now threatening. 1st and 10. They were going to call it the 24-yard line. Cottle again with the hard count. They must think they could draw him off, but they haven't yet. QB will keep it himself. He'll boot to the right. He's got a little bit of room. Gets to the edge, and he is fast. At the 20, to the 15. Puts his head down to the 10. Out of bounds, 1st and goal. Ravens at the 8.
Nice job right there by Drew Cottle. That was a design quarterback run. It wasn't a draw. He just took the snap, tucked the ball, allowed a couple blocks to develop in front of him, ran over a defender on his way down to the, call it the 11-yard line. They're going to say the 12. And so it will be 1st and 10. And you know this, I love being able to pick up another 1st down inside the 10.
You got it. 1st and 10. The 11-yard line. And again, Drew Cottle, hard man to catch. State speed sprinter over there. He's at the backfield waiting for the snap from the pistol. Shia on his left hand. Long count. QB is back to throw. Back stays in to block the throw into the end zone. It's going to be incomplete. Just a little too long for Bennett Wilkes. Out the back of the end zone. It'll bring up a 2nd down 10.
That time, Bennett Wilkes working out there against Justin Vesser. Vesser, a sophomore for ACCHS, able to stay step for step with the MHMA freshman. And this is not something that we've seen from Moorhill Mount Academy this season, is this hurry-up style offense that they're running tonight.
We're seeing a couple of different things. The quarterback switch, the hurry-up kind of an offense. Clock stopped with that incompletion at 6:47 to go in the first quarter. Neither team with anything on the board yet, but the Ravens are threatening. QB back pass over the middle, and is in and out of the hands of Lanson Taylor at the goal line. Incomplete. Bryson Lee was right there.
Bryson Lee, for the second time on this possession, had his hand on the football, and that time able to knock it away. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and 10 for MHMA. We've got 6:43 left here in the first quarter of play. Still scoreless. MHMA, though, driving on their second possession of the game.
And the Ravens have been pretty good on 3rd down. They hit that long 3rd down play a moment ago to get themselves deep into Tiger territory. They're going to need 10 to keep this drive alive right here. They're at the 11-yard line. 2 to the right side, running back to the left of the quarterback. 1 receiver very wide to the left. That is the wide side of the field. We're going to get a timeout. Taking a break with the Ravens. The break at 6:43 to go in the opening quarter. In Effingham, Kansas, we are scoreless.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600. or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Cornhill Mount Academy utilized at a timeout, coming up with the right play for them on this. Third down 10 at the ACCHS 11. Motion will go to the left side. That's the wide side of the field. There'll be three receivers out there. Quarterback is going to roll that way. Looking downfield, being chased, cutting back in the middle. There's a holding call. Quarterback will break it at the 15. He's out of bounds at the 8-yard line. And now, Gus, do you take the penalty?
Well, now, Manasseh Miller out there is saying that he was the one being held, but I think as the quarterback vacated the pocket, he turned around and just bear hugged the cornerback over there.
Preliminary indication is holding Ravens. So, Gus, for the Tigers, what is Coach Thornburg going to come up with there? Push it back?
Ooh, it's on the Tigers. So it is. So Manasseh Miller had it right out there.
Well, the first indication was pointed the other way, I thought, but there you go. So that's going to be a tough break for ACCHS. If it holds, it's going to bring up a first and goal situation. Ball is down at the 8, and we're going to come back to the original line of scrimmage, the 11. Ravens are up over the football already. They're looking to snap this thing, and officials have yet to get this penalty assessed.
That's my problem right now is Fort Mount Academy is trying to speed things up. They don't even know the down and distance at the moment. Right?
It is going to be a third down. The official indicates that. The ball at the 6-yard line, so it will be third down 5 at the 6. MHMA deep in Tiger territory. They're in 4-down range here.
Yeah. And so whatever the play call was, Coach Wilkes liked it for a 3rd and 6.
Here comes the Raven offense. Motion to the right side. The ball pretty much directly in the middle of the field. QB will take it. Slide right. That's a play he ran a moment ago. Goes into the end zone. Touchdown, Drew Connell, and the Ravens break out on top. Same play they had run earlier in this series with good success. That one carried in by Drew Connell. And at 6:29 to go in the opening quarter, Morehill Mount Academy leads 6-0, and we win the point after. The kicker is in to put a toe to the football for the Ravens. We wait the PAT, the Tiger kicker, Zach Sanford. It is down and up and plenty high and long. It's in there. We're going to take a break. Time out of the field at 6:29 to go in the opening quarter in Effingham, Kansas, where it is Morehill Mount Academy 7, ACCHS nothing.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum.
The Fall Blizzard menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Tigers with Ty Crossland and Bryson Lee back deep for the return of the MHMA kickoff as the Ravens have come out on top in their second position of the ball game, getting into the end zone, leading now 7-0. And Zach Sanford again will be putting a toe to the football to kick it away. Here's the advance, the right foot kick. Nice one. End over end, and the return man's going to field it at the 10-yard line. Straight up the middle to the 20, 5, 30. Look at him go, 35, and all the way to the 40-yard line. An outstanding return for ACCHS, and the Tigers will begin this series with great field position. Vanessa Miller making a stop for the Ravens on the kick coverage unit. But give Ty Crossland, Gus, a really nice kick return. He showed excellent speed.
Yeah, Vanessa Miller might have saved a touchdown right there because Ty Crossland did a great job of waiting, allowing some of the blocks to develop in front of him, found a little avenue, and able to get the ball all the way up to the 40-yard line. That's where the Tigers will have it first and 10.
Colton Myers in the backfield, right behind quarterback Branson Lee. He'll take the snap, hand off. Myers hit behind the line, will fall forward and get back to the original spot of the ball. There will be no gain on that play. Second down, 10. Tigers are going to run that right into the teeth of that defense and maybe try to establish a little bit of a ground game.
Yeah, and for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they did a great job of just packing that in. That was Jonathan on the stuff. So Jonathan, when we saw him earlier this season, was sport number 2. Tonight, he's sporting 71.
And Guava, big, strong guy on that defensive line. And here's a handoff. No, the quarterback will keep it, make a late pitch. Take behind the line of scrimmage, ankle tackle across the 40-yard line, and lunging forward, Kerryon Quarter will pick up 3 or 4 yards as Lanston Taylor with a stop of the play. Ravens really pursuing, Gus, I mean, and really aggressively, and some offense is going to maybe try to take advantage of that.
Well, yeah, right now. So if you're head coach Alex Thornburg and you're the ACCHS brain trust right now, Moore Hill Mount Academy is showing you a lot of things, and right now they're really over-pursuing some things. So you've got draw, you've got screen. Right now those are two of your biggest plays that probably you need to come back to.
It is a third down, let's call it 8, for Atchison County at their own 43-yard line. Snap back again to slow, but take him to the quarterback. He throws just before being hit. He's got a receiver. He's wide open. Cut at the 20-15. 10-5 touchdown, Tigers. ACCHS from 57 yards, and it's caught by Kerryon Quarter.
Yeah, that time Kerryon Quarter got past his cornerback, and there was no catching him. The 6-foot, 175-pound senior put a lot of distance between him and the next Fort Hill Mount Academy defender. The Tigers get on the board on their second possession, and now here comes the PAT.
It did not take long for the Tigers to get into the end zone. And here comes the point after attempt. Tigers will leave the offense out there. They will go for two, looking for the lead here. Two to the left, wing to the right. QB takes a snap, hands off, powering in, leaning for the end zone. Does he get in? It's good! Two-point conversion by Colton Myers. Timeout on the field. At 4:53 to go in the opening quarter, it's now Atchison County 8, Moore Hill Mount Academy 7.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Moore Hill Mount Academy with their kick return guys back, Taylor and Miller, as ACCHS, Gus, has just electrified the crowd here with that long, long pass play on third down to get their first points of the game and take their first lead tonight. It is 8-7 Atchison County. advance. The kick of the way, it is short, angling to the near side, bounces to 30, rolls down to the 25, and the kick coverage immediately on the spot. Manasseh Miller, brought down by Landon Brown, because he had nothing to do, but he had to wait for that ball to get to him, and when the ball arrived, so did kick coverage.
Yeah, and right now, Landon Brown is having a fantastic start to this game, right? Kick coverage, he was on the play. On defense, we've seen him all over the place trying to make some tackles. And for MHMA, right now, coming out for this third possession of the ball game, again, just kind of been a different feel than we've seen them so far this year. They're trying to speed things up. They've switched quarterbacks back to Drew Cottle. It's just not the team we saw 2 weeks ago.
And they have spread the field sideline to sideline with receivers, QBs back, looks left, throws left, and there was a miscommunication and no one near where that pass was thrown. It is incomplete.
Yeah, that time they were looking for Manasseh Miller on what looked like a little bit of a hitch or a comeback route. Instead, Manasseh started trying to run a slant pattern. So as he went in, the ball went behind him. A little miscommunication on that play. MHMA quickly back over the football in this second down call.
And the thing is, when you are not huddling it up, these guys may get a little confused with the calls and with the routes. Second down, 10 Ravens. Go to their own 23-yard line. Cottle, snap back. He's going to run with it, steps up. He's got a little bit of room, but will be brought down short of the 30-yard line. So he's going to get maybe 4 yards, maybe even five on a good spot of the football all the way up to the 30. It is going to bring up a third down, and Trenton Kimmy, good sure-handed tackle on Drew Cottle. Drew Cottle, Gus, wasted no time in deciding he wasn't going to throw that ball, but instead was going to run with it. And that was the first time I think he's run to the left side tonight. Predominantly, when Markham Mount Academy has run the ball, they have run to their right side.
Because typically they like to run behind Sam Joyce over there.
That's not a bad idea. Sam's a big, strong guy. Third down, half a dozen, QB's back, throws right, has his man in traffic, and it's going to be caught, picking up a first down and keeping his balance, and then finally tumbling to the ground across the 40-yard line. It's going to be a gain of about 14, 15 yards, and an MHMA first and 10.
Look over here to the near sideline, and you see jumping up and down head coach Alex Thornburg, and he maybe has something to say there, because that time MHMA ran just a perfect rub route, and we're able to pick off the cornerback over there and pick up the first down.
Okay, rub right. How does that vary from a pick play? Like, is it like NASCAR where, you know, it's just rubbing is all it is?
Yeah,
I got you. First and 10 from the 45, quarterback keeper into the middle. Nothing that time for Drew Cottle.
That time on the play, Dalton Damon, the defensive lineman, making the stop on the play. Yeah, you talk about a rub route or a pick route. It depends who you're talking to. An offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator, right? They're the same thing. But I always had a coach that told me, not holding unless they call it, right?
And, you know, the only guy who really matters what he thinks is the guy there in the striped shirt.
Exactly. So, for Moore Hill Mount Academy, no gain on that first down play. A nice job by Dalton Damon. And now we are going to see a second and 10 for the Ravens.
MHMA at their own 45-yard line, trailing by one with just over 3 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Back to throw again is Cottle. He's looking deep. He's throwing deep. He's got a man. Hits him in stride. Is caught down the right side. 25. Down to the 20. All the way to the 15-yard line. The Ravens with a long strike. And a catch racing down is going to be Bennett Wilkes.
This time Bennett Wilkes working against Ty Crossland. Crossland was there with him step for step, but just never turned around to find the football. If he does, probably gets a hand on it and knocks it away. But that time, a nice job by Bennett Wilkes, the freshman for MHMA, able to pull that ball down on the far sideline. It'll be first and 10, MHMA, and again, they're in Tiger territory at the 15.
QB takes a snap, hands off. He is grabbed by the ankles at the line of scrimmage by Landon Brown, and then three of his teammates come and finish off the tackle. There will be no gain on that play.
Have you noticed what ACCHS is able to do right now is get a lot of pressure through the A-gap. They are just coming right off of the center. And a lot of that is set up by your nose tackle up front. You've got Carter Page, you've got Dalton Damon. As long as they're able to swallow up blockers, those linebackers have free run at the quarterback.
It is a second down 10 call. They will say they got back to the line of scrimmage. No more. Snap back. QB in trouble. He's just going to throw that one into the ground. It's incomplete. There are two defenders on Drew Cottle before he could get back, and he just threw that in the ground, and Tiger fan thinks that was a grounding penalty.
didn't cross the line of scrimmage. He was still within the pocket, so he didn't meet either of those requirements and didn't have a receiver in the near vicinity. I would say of the three requirements, he didn't meet any of them. So for Morehill Mount Academy, a big break is going to bring up a third down.
QB's back, left-hand pass, has his man at the five. It is incomplete, just out of the reach of his intended receiver, Lanson Taylor, who complains he was bumped. It is going to bring him a fourth down now for MHMA.
I want to say if they're not going to call the intentional grounding, they're not going to call the pass interference. It'll bring up fourth down for Morehill Mount Academy. Now, they are taking some time looking over to the far sideline, and Coach Wilkes really thinking about this. I mean, you've got to leave the offense out there, but, again, coming up with a good play, and honestly, I don't see this ball leaving Drew Cottle's hands.
Exactly. Drew's going to sweep to the right side. That's where the success has been for this Raven offense. Although,
if that's the case,
the right side is short side now.
If that's the case, it's short side, and that's your favorite play.
Yeah, I love the short side. We'll see what they do on this. Fourth down 10 at the Tiger 15. Ravens, long, hard count. QB's back. He is going to throw. Rolling left. Chase out of the pocket. Throws into the end zone. Wide open, and it's tipped away. What a defensive play by Matt Wiley. There was a receiver wide open. Mark Harris was uncovered, and the defender got in front of him and slapped it to the ground. And he was 6 or 7 yards in front of him.
Yeah, Mark Harris was in the back of the end zone. Drew Cottle threw a perfect strike. But all of a sudden, Matt Wiley, right about the goal line, reaches up with both hands and slaps that ball away. Just what an effort right there for the cornerback of the Tigers, and a turnover on down for MHMA on their third possession in the ballgame. Tigers will have it back for their third. So both teams punt on their first possession. Both teams scored touchdowns on their second possession. MHMA with a turnover on down there.
Here's a handoff into the middle of the line on first down, and Colton Myers will pick up a yard or so, maybe up to around the 16-yard line, where Adam Cottle is in for the Raven tackle.
Adam Cottle, a 5'11", 205-pound junior, makes the stop right there for MHMA. Maybe a gain of a yard. Let's call it second and nine for the Bears.
We go inside 2 minutes to play in the opening quarter. It is an 8-7 Atchison County lead over Morehill Mount Academy in this rivalry here in Atchison County, Kansas. Happy to have you along with us. Hope you're enjoying the ballgame. Second down, 9. Tigers here at home with the football, a snap low. They're going to give it off on a jet sweep, cutting it to the middle. He found a little bit of a lane, but it closed quickly, and perhaps one more yard. It'll bring up a third down, 8 for ACCHS. There was a huge opening in the middle that offensive line had provided, but the Ravens, Gus, and again, that secondary filled that up quickly because they continue to pursue the ball almost recklessly.
Yeah, I mean, and right now, MHMA is selling out on the defense and getting after the ball carrier. So right now, ACCHS looking at a third and 8, I'm telling you, draw screen, you know, maybe even a bubble screen right here, you could pick up some big yardage.
Quarterback Bryson Lee comes all the way to the near side, gets the call from coach, and is taking it out of the field on a third down long call from deep in his own end. Snap is back at the shoelaces. He's back to throw. Rolling. Now chased out of the pocket, breaks the tackle, loses the ball. It's on the ground, and the Ravens are taking it away. It shoots out of the hands of Bryson Lee, and Morehill Mount Academy is able to cover it up. Seth Hoffman gets the ball for his team at the Atchison County 25-yard line.
Yeah, big play right there for the Morehill Mount Academy defense, because Bryson Lee probably wasn't going to pick up the first down, but they were going to be looking at a 4th and 1. Instead, a turnover, and now for the now for Morehill Mount Academy, they have the ball at the 25-yard line, and maybe look for a deep one to Manassas here.
Call the quarterback, his running back, Shia, talks to him for a moment, and now they'll get out of the football, 1st and 10. QB will take it. A little pitch pass over to Harris. He will turn it up the middle and pick up a yard. And the going is tough. The Tiger defense, Gus, has been really, really strong today. Give Trent and Kimmy that stop. And they're going to have to hurry to get off one more play here in the first quarter.
Trent and Kimmy did a great job on that play, getting outside contained and forcing that ball back into the middle. And for the Tigers, that's what you're going to have to do against MHMA. Get outside, force everything back to the middle.
Ravens are not going to snap it. We have come to the end of the opening quarter in Effingham, Kansas. Timeout of the field after 1. ACCHS 8, MHMA 7.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. and investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Welcome back to Effingham, Kansas, where there is an absolutely outstanding crowd on hand here for what's a really big game for both of these teams here tonight. Going to the second quarter, Atchison County's in front by one at 8-7. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph in the studio. Gus Counts with me here. Tom Counts. Atchison County back on defense. Gus, when the Tiger defense has had their back to the wall, they have been very, very good so far this evening. Here comes Moorhill Mount Academy at the ACCHS 24-yard line. Snap back, Cottle. Drew looks left, throws left, and it is going to be caught, cutting back in, breaking the tackle. He's going to pick up a first down inside the 10 and go down to about the 13-yard line. The first defender was there, had a handle for just a moment, but Lanson Tanner was able to pull free and pick up some good yardage across the green, give Matt Worley ultimately the stop. The sticks are advanced, and the ball is going to be down. They're going to mark him right at the, I'm going to call this a 15-yard line. Might be just a little bit inside. 11:40 to go in the half. Ravens down one. Looking to retake the lead. Here's a handoff in the backfield. Hit and drop for a loss. Tom Sheehock. Landon Brown. He is everywhere tonight for ACCHS.
Yeah, so Moorhill Mount Academy, that time running a little bit of a read option. But the problem is, Landon Brown, we talked about it earlier, is just flying through the A-gap. There is no read, right? He gets into the backfield. The quarterback doesn't have time to make the read on the play, so either you give it or you don't. Landon Brown's going to tackle both guys in the backfield. Now, MHMA slowing it down a little bit after that loss on the play. It'll bring up now a second and, let's call it, 15.
Ravens are doing some interesting things, too, with the offensive line, because they are switching guys from side to side in the line. Quarterback is back. He's going deep for the end zone. Caught over the shoulder. Touchdown, Ravens. The catch by Lanson Taylor on the long strike from Drew Cottle. And a 14-yard touchdown pass has put MHMA back in front 13-8.
Yeah, job right there by Cottle. Had a lot of pressure on him, but was able to get rid of the football. And Lanson Taylor able to take it into the end zone for his first touchdown of the ball game.
And the beauty of that pass is he got a little air under it. It went up, came down over the shoulder. And now the Ravens looking for the PAT off the toe of Zach Sanford. It'll be held by Drew Cottle. It is placed and kicked. It is on its way, and it is good. We got a timeout early second quarter. 10:50 to go in the half. It's now MHMA 14, ACCHS 8.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Care 93.7 is your local sports authority. Not only can you hear sports broadcasts as they happen, but you can also re-listen to the games on mscsports.net. Once you're there, point to the audio tab and click Game Broadcast to get connected to the game you want to hear. Care 93.7, your local sports authority.
Packers with a kick return unit back on the field once again as the Ravens have come from behind to take that 14-8 lead here early second quarter. Welcome back, everybody. Now the Ravens getting last athletes out on the field, and they were one short on the kickoff unit.
Talking about the numbers for these two teams, counted them up a little bit before the game. Tigers, 25 guys suited up tonight, and for Moore Hillman Academy, suiting up 20.
Here's the boot. It is in over in, and it is deep, taken at the 14-yard line. Up the left side to the 25, 35, and tackled at the 37-yard line. Nice return again by Ty Crossland. Gus, Ty has outstanding speed and good balance.
You know what else he has? Really good vision out there at that kick return unit. Because some guys have it, some guys don't. But that time he was able to just kind of find a little bit of a lane and kind of waterbug his way up and across the 35 to the 37-yard line where ECTHS will bring their offense back out. For the Tigers, their last possession fumbled the ball away, and that set up the Moore Hillman Academy second score. So for ECTHS, this will be their fourth possession of the night.
Carrying quarter, Justin Vesser, Trent Kimmy, all wide to the right side, but the Tigers are going to go straight ahead on first down, and it is going to be a 2-yard pickup on a quarterback keeper by Bryson Lee. He's at his own 40-yard line. Second down, 8, Atchison County.
That time, Moore Hillman Academy getting into the backfield with Adam Cottle to make the stop, and for ECTHS, continue to...
Should that clock be running or not? Maybe not.
I don't know why. Yeah, should.
Here we go. Second down at the 40-yard line. Tigers, again, going to take a little time, come over, get the play from the near sideline, and bring it out. ACCHS in their home orange jerseys, black helmets, black pants, white lettering and trim with a black outline. Second down and long. Quarterback will... keeping himself again, bounce outside, gets across the 40, breaks the tackle to the 45, keeps his feet beneath him, and he's out near the midfield mark. It is going to be just short of the 50, first and 10 Atchison County. It was both Seth Hoffman and Adam Cottle for the Raven tackle, but wow, Bryson Lee did a great job running that ball.
It's a great read right there by Bryson Lee. Moore Hillman Academy almost went with the bare front. What I mean by that is they were manning up all the way across the front line, had linebackers walked up. So for ACCHS, you say, all I've got to do is seal the corner. If I get to the edge, I've got some yardage out there. And that's what the quarterback Bryson Lee did. All the pressure came up the middle, and he said, I'm just going to run in around the end. Picks up the first down, gets the ball out, nose up to midfield. The Tigers will have it first and 10 there with 10 minutes left. Well, now, the Tigers are going to utilize the timeout.
Yep, Atchison County, a little confused on the play. We're going to take a break, so shall we. Joseph, exactly 10 minutes left in the half. It's Ravens 14, Tigers 8.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, we'll see what the Tigers have come up with after exercising their first time out of the opening half. It is a second down 9. Snap back. Quarterback is back. Look at those. It's over the middle, and it's going to be short and incomplete. Excuse me, that was a first down call. Now it'll bring up a second down.
So for the Tigers right there, they had some guys open on that route. I think that right now with Moore Hillman Academy really putting a lot of guys up front, really looking to stop the inside run. The Tigers right now, you need to counteract that and start throwing the football a little bit, try to loosen up that front line.
Tigers are going to put two to the right side, Brown and Quarter.
Also going to go two to the left side, Vesser and Kimmy. Here is the second down call at the midfield. Mark snap back again. The quarterback has to pick it up off the ground, looks over the middle, and it's going to be caught. A lunging catch by Kyrian Quarter picks up three.
Yeah, that time Kyrian Quarter had to dive off to his left to make the catch. A gain of, let's call it two on the play. It'll bring up now a third and eight for the ACCHS.
Morehead Mount Academy, Gus, has got some big guys in on that defensive line now. Again, Jonkin Ngwaba, 6'3", 185.
And Jonkin is a guy, and now the official's trying to keep that clock going again.
Here we go. It is a third down call, third down seven. No one wide to the left side this time. The wide side of the field is open. The quarterback is back to throw, looking, going deep, looking downfield. Got his man, and it is going to be incomplete at the 15-yard line. That was a deep pass down the right side, and they were looking for Landon, but Brown was well covered downfield. Give credit there to Taylor. So you had Landon covered by Lanston, and it's going to bring up a fourth down, and Atchison County is looking to punt the football away here.
That was a big defensive stand right there by Morehill Mount Academy, because the Tigers have moved the ball most tonight. The last possession ended in a fumble, and so here the Tigers are able to get it into MHMA territory, but stall out the drive.
Now they're going to fake it. The short snap goes to the quarterback, and Bryson Lee, who's an up man, is going to lose yardage back to the 50-yard line. And that's what I kind of get it. The Tigers are looking to get some momentum. Also, their previous punt had gone badly for them, and so they tried to pull one out of the hat. It did not work. MHMA was right there to cover it up. It'll be Raven football, but superb field position at midfield.
Thomas Shea in on the play right there for Morehill Mount Academy. And so now the Ravens have it in their own territory, but flirting with midfield, the ball out to the 48-yard line.
And Coach Wilkes is going to stay with Drew Cottle at the quarterback spot. First and 10 Ravens. Wraparound handoff, no. QB will keep it himself, stops behind his blockers, and then gives himself up after about a 3 or 4 yard carry. You don't see that a lot in the high school game.
I was just going to say the same thing. You don't really see many quarterbacks go into the slide in the high school game. And, again, it all starts at where you start that slide. So it's going to be marked back. It'll be a 2nd and 7 now for MHMA.
See, and the high school officials knowing where to put that ball, they did a good job right there. So ultimately it's going to be a gain of a couple of yards. Here's a second down call. Flare pass over into the left side. Hit at the immediate point of reception and a tackle for a loss. How about Ty Crossland? He got over there in a big, big hurry, and there was absolutely nowhere to go for the Ravens. It is now 3rd down 9.
Yeah, so a loss of 2 on the play. Great job by Ty Crossland. And Morehill Mount Academy has done this all night, right? Those quick passes out to the flat, trying to get, you know, athletes in space. But again, ACCHS is going to have to be a little wary of that, because at some point you're going to fake that and see a 9 route.
Here is his 3rd down long call. Raven offense, they're taking plenty of time. Trips to the wide side. 6'2 quarterback Drew Cottle with one running back to his left. The snap is back, and again, he's going deep down the left side. He's got his man off the fingertips and incomplete with about a half a step on the coverage. Manassas Middle, the intended receiver.
We just talked about that, right?
There it is.
They're going to suck you up and then go for the 9. And it was a great route. The pass just a little out of the reach. And right there, the Tigers had a problem trying to cover that one. So for MHMA, now they have a decision to make with the ball right across midfield. It'll bring up 4th down, and they're going to bring Drew in to kick it away.
Cottle has done a great job punting the football. Getting 6'2". He's got long legs and an angular build. And here's the boot. It is angling away from the return, guys, and it's going to land almost on the track. It'll be interesting to see what the officials are going to spot this thing out of bounds. It's got to be around the 30-yard line or so. They'll walk it up there at the 25, still walking at the 29, still crossing the 30, 31-yard line. So, because that was an 18-yard punt.
30 or so, right?
Yeah.
You nailed that, right?
So for 7:50 to go in the half.
And for ACCHS, this will be their 5th possession of the night for Morehill Mount Academy. That was their 2nd punt of the evening. Clock at 7:51 left here in the first half of play. ACCHS trailing MHMA 14-8.
The flare pass over to the near side, breaking one tackle at the 30, running into another couple of defenders and finally just being bear-hugged and drugged back. Justin Vassar with the catch. Here's the deal. Justin is fast, but Gus at 5'9 and 130, he's not the big, big guy out there.
Yeah.
He kind of got bear-hugged and
that
dropped.
Time Christian Trevino was able to get in on the stop. Also out there, Seth Hoffman. And look out there right now. Morehill Mount Academy has made a little bit of a change on that front defensive line. They moved Seth Hoffman from a defensive line back to the middle linebacker position.
And now the Ravens are going to put four down linemen and then put two outside linebackers right up on the line for a six-man front. Handoff is going to go to the right side. Running back puts his head down, and Colton Myers is going to carry a couple of defenders up to the 40-yard line. That was a nice 4 or 5 yard carry by Colton, who really has not seen a lot of the football tonight. Seth Hoffman and Sam Joyce, the duo for the Ravens with the tackle. But when we saw this Tiger team earlier, Colton Myers had a big night, you know, the 6'3" running back, but not so much yet this evening.
In the way Republic County was able to run the ball against Morehill Mount Academy last Friday night, you kind of figured coming into this ballgame that ACCHS would try that downhill running style a little more.
Trips left, single right. Receivers all over the place, and again, quarterback is going to keep it himself, goes straight ahead, look out, he's at the 40-30. They'll catch it from behind at the 30, 45, turn down inside the 40 to the 37-yard line. Manasseh Miller, Gus, the only guy on that Raven team with any chance to catch Bryson Lee, and he made a nice tackle after a big gain.
Yeah, that was a read option right there. Bryson Lee read the defensive end, crashed down, and then the running back, and they're trying to get the clock running. Are we? There we go. And what happened was the running back then went up to a second level, picked off a linebacker in a big run right there by Bryson Lee. It'll bring up first and 10 now for the Tigers.
Again, Lee, the quarterback, single man behind him. He's going to keep it himself. Goes to the left side to the 35, to the 30, outside to the 25, and down to the 23-yard line. The tackle by Drew Caudlin. The Tigers may have found something.
Well, we were just talking about this, that last week, Republic County was able to run the ball downhill against Morehill Mount Academy. Not so much outside, but get in between the A-B gaps and get downhill. We hadn't seen that yet from the Tigers. Now we're starting to see it.
We're going to get a timeout, Atchison County, and we'll take a break. 6:03 to go in the half. Ravens 14, Tigers 8.
For all the 4-H participants, Blair Feeds wants you to win that blue ribbon with our Show Pig product. Start with our Show Pig grower. Its high energy level combined with the balanced amino acid level will maximize lean muscle growth. Then at 125 pounds, switch to Show Pig finisher to further achieve genetic potential in your Show Pigs. Call us at 367-2310 for more information or stop by 1000 Main Street to pick up all your Show Pig needs.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With 3 tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
Here come the Tigers as quarterback Bryson Lee after back-to-back long carries. Atchison County's inside the 25-yard line, first down. This time they're going to hand off to the big running back. Breaks the tackle to the 20, to the 15, down to the 10, down to the 5-yard line goes Colton Myers.
Wow, that was an impressive run by Colton Myers. He just ran over a would-be tackler, spun off a second guy, and finally drug down inside the 5. They're going to mark it down. Just nose inside the 5. It'll be first and goal for ACCHS right there.
After Bryson Lee with two big carries at the quarterback spot, I think maybe the MHMA defense was kind of looking to him again, and it was Colton Myers that time. Here's the first and goal call for the Tigers from the 5. QB takes it, drops it, picks it up, runs at the line of scrimmage, hit at the 5, pushes forward to the 4, maybe even to the 3-yard line. Hard running by the quarterback Bryson Lee. It is second and goal.
That time Seth Hoffman comes over to make the stop for Morehill Mount Academy.
Bryson is going to walk over to the near side, gets the call in from head coach Alex Thornburg, and heads back to the huddle. Clock clicking along now as we're approaching 5 minutes to go
here in the first half. Tigers trail by six. Dago trips right. And a single man very wide, wide, wide to the left side is Landon Brown. Quarterback will take it. Hand off. Walking into the end zone. Touchdown, Tigers. Colton Myers goes in.
That time Colton Myers walked in almost untouched on the 3-yard touchdown run. Now for the Tigers, they tie it up with the touchdown, having already got 1 2-point conversion in this ballgame. So we're all tied up at 14 with 4:50 left here in the first half of play. And for the Tigers, it's taken plenty of time thinking about this 2-point conversion.
Well, here's the deal. We've talked about it so many times. You know, with the likelihood of getting about half of your 2-point conversions in, you know, why don't more teams run for two? And I think that's becoming a little bit more of a thing in this day and age. Here comes ACCHS looking to retake the lead. They have tied the game with that touchdown and the 2-point conversion out coming up. Again, to the right side, the wide side, go three receivers. Bryson Lee with Colton Myers behind him. The snap. The quarterback will keep it. Boots left. He will walk into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Time out on the field. Tigers back in front with 4:50 to go in the opening half. Atchison County 16, MHMA 14.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
We're enjoying an entertaining game here tonight in Effingham, Kansas. Approaching halftime, 4:50 to go before intermission. And ACCHS has just scored and retaken the lead at 16-14. Welcome back, everybody. This is a conference game. This is a divisional game in the district. And because it's a game that between a couple of teams who always want to beat the other. Here's the kick away. It is very short. Bounces. Caught up short at the 40 and lunging to the 43. Braves will have great field position.
So I even needed to point out who made that tackle. Landon Brown again. Braves DHS makes the stop. Hey, we have a district game going on just right down the road from us. How about Rossville leading off the loose in the second quarter? And we could probably just leave it at that. 56-0 here in the second quarter of that ball game. Dodge leads Great Bend tonight. 14-7. That sounds like a pretty good game going on out there.
In the WAC, the Western Athletic Conference. There it is. First and you can't get a lot. Tigers leaning up, and we're going to have something we've seen hardly at all tonight, because we're going to see a penalty at the county encroaching.
I'm surprised that they called the Tigers, because I thought they came.
I didn't think there was any contact. If there was, I did not see it, and he had gotten back.
So for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they've been going with that hard count all night, and that time Drew Cottle was able to get the Tigers into the neutral zone. A free five, and now it's first and five for MHMA.
Joe Byan is your center for the Ravens. Snap back a little bit high. Quarterback's able to go down, pull it down, gets it away to Shia. He is buried for a loss inside the 45-yard line, losing three. Landon Brown
looks like Jalen James tonight, right? Just like in the backfield, disrupting everything, making almost every tackle for the Tigers. And you kind of need a player like that for ACCHS, is a guy who likes to come downhill, likes to make contact, especially in the backfield. So the loss in the play will be a 3-yard loss. It'll bring up now a second and 8 for the MHMA.
Quarterback Cottle, running back Shia to his right side. QB's back at a medium pass over to the left side. It's going to be caught, juggled, and then dropped after contact by Justin Vesser.
Fester was playing him in his hip pocket, and the minute he touched the ball, he made the contact.
That time they were looking for Landon Taylor on a little bit of a bubble route out to the left side, but as soon as the pass went high, Justin Fester was able to make contact and not allow the receiver a second opportunity at that football. It'll bring up 3rd and 8 for MHMA, and then this time they're slowing it down a little bit, not huddling, still getting the call from the far sideline, but they are taking their time here.
Receivers, 2 to the left and 2 to the right for quarterback Drew Caudill. Running back beside him in the backfield. Snap is back on a 3rd down and 7. A pass over the middle is intercepted at the 50. Left side 45-40. Tigers 35-30. Tigers are going to head all the way to the 25-yard line. Trenton Kimmy with the INT in the big return.
And that time, Morial Mount Academy, the receiver on the far side ran the wrong route. They were looking for him on an out route. He ran a slant. Nobody was out there except for the linebacker, Trenton Kimmy, who had dropped back into his zone and said, wait a second, the ball's coming at me. A big interception, and grandmother over here is really proud of that one. 1st and 10 now for the Tigers.
It is ACCHS football. 1st down inside 4 minutes to go in the opening half, and they're already deep in Raven territory, beginning of the series at the 25. Lee will take the snap, goes left, 25, 20, 15, down to the 11-yard line goes Bryson Lee.
That time coming up to make the stop for Morehill Mount Academy, Seth Hoffman. We talked about for ACCHS what kind of a game that Landon Brown is having on the defensive side. For MHMA, it's all about Seth Hoffman. He has been around the football all night. The problem on that play was he had to save a touchdown.
You can get a 1st down about a football length short of the goal line. It is 1st and 10, just outside the 10.
If the Tigers were smart right here, this is a good time to get patient. Remember, Morehill Mount Academy won the toss, elected to take the football. If the Tigers wanted to slow this thing down and not really give MHMA much time, they could get a 2-fer on this.
Kimmy, Quarter, Vester, all wide to the right. That ball is loose, it's on the ground, and it is, I think, Raven football. The officials are going to unstack it, and who comes off the bottom of the pile? Oh, what a job by Colton Myers to save that ball. I did not think he could get it corralled. Adam Caudill was right there, man.
Yeah, Adam Caudill jumped down on the football, and I really thought he was going to be able to take it away, but Colton Myers saved the possession for the Tigers.
Tigers had already had one tough turnover deep in Raven territory earlier in the game. 3 minutes ago in the half. Atchison County with the ball now at the 13-yard line, but more importantly for them, they're still in control of the ball.
And clock still rolls.
One receiver now. Everybody in tight. 2 in the backfield. QB will take it. They'll block for him. He'll go left, hit at the 10, cuts back against the grain, gets the push in the back from a teammate. He's going to be down to about the 7. Christian Trevino with the Raven tackle on Bryson Lee. And right now, I guess Bryson Lee is the workhorse.
Yeah, and I'm really impressed right now for Morehill Mount Academy with their nose tackle, Christian Trevino. Trevino at 5'9", a 185, a senior playing that nose tackle, but he's not afraid to get sideline to sideline and get down the field and make a play. It's going to be a 3rd down for ACCHS, and let's call it a 3rd and 8.
Now, let me say, and I'm speculating a little bit, but
you're in 4-down territory?
Well, at 5'9", 185, Christian Trevino is the fastest defensive lineman for the Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, Morehill Mount Academy goes 6'3", a 185, 6'2", 275, 11, 200 on the front.
Here we go. 3rd down, and the Tigers got to take a timeout. Going to decide what they want to call, and we're going to take a break with 2:03 to go in the half. Atchison County 16, MHMA 14.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology. It needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have a peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. The Lewis Chevrolet Buick Service Department stands behind their work with a guarantee you will feel good about. So bring your vehicle into the people who understand it best. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, great cars and great service. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Let's go.
Tigers coming out of the timeout. Let's see what they've drawn up. It is a second down play. Quarterback drops it, picks it up, throws over the middle. That's a goal line touchdown. Kerryon Carter on the BB from Bryson Lee. And at 2:02 to go in the opening half, Atchison County has its largest lead of the game.
What a nice sliding catch right there by Kerryon Carter. Bryson Lee threw that pass low so it couldn't be tipped into the air, but a great job by Kerryon Carter comes sliding across the goal line, makes the reception. Tigers get another one on the board before the break.
There must be a penalty out there, and they're going to talk to coach about
No.
They're working on something else.
We've got a time issue.
Okay, fair enough. We're going to bring it at 1:58. It's going to be the official time of this scoring play. And ACCHS, as they do, is going to line up for the two-point conversion attempt. It is now 22-14. ACCHS and Gus, a PAT here, makes it a two-possession lead for the Tigers. It's a big deal.
Huge deal.
Especially as close and as competitive as this game has been so far tonight. Here comes the Atchison County offense. Three to the right, one to the left. And again, the man to the left side, Landon Brown. Myers behind Lee. Snap back. Quarterback will hand it off. Here goes Colton, and he is stood up, and he is short, and we have a timeout of the field. With a minute 58 to go before halftime, it's now ACCHS 22, Markham Mount Academy 14.
New at Taco John's in Atchison, Queso Blanco Creations. The Queso Blanco menu includes the double cheese chicken boss burrito and Queso Blanco loaded nachos. It's bigger, bolder, better. And check out their new fried chicken tacos with chipotle lime or spicy jalapeno ranch. It's all at Taco John's, just south of the tracks on 10th Street in Atchison. Taco John's, ole the day.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
Atchison County getting set to kick the ball away with just under 2 minutes to go in the opening half. And the Raven kick return guys, Gus, have learned. They have shortened up and shortened up, and now they're standing the deep men at the 25-yard line. ACCHS not notorious tonight for deep kickoffs. There's the boot. It is super short. It's going to bounce around, and did the Tigers cover it up? It's around the 40-yard line. Atchison County thinks they've gotten it. The return man was waiting for it to scoot out of bounds, and it is going to be Raven football. Morehill Mount Academy covers it up at their own 40-yard line.
So that's kind of the idea right there. You've got some fast guys on the corner, and if you kick it to an area, maybe your guy beats their guy to the football, and especially in a return deal where some of those backs are a little hesitant and don't realize that's a live football. And so,
remember, in high school football, you are running at the line of scrimmage as the ball is kicked.
So, anyway, a big play right there for Morehill Mount Academy to get the ball at their own 40-yard line. It'll be first and 10, and, well, we're just under 2 minutes at 1:55 left in the half.
Drew Cottle stays in. He's been quarterbacking this club all night. He is back to throw. Looking over the middle, a shot, incomplete. He hit his man, and the defender hit his man, and Bryson Lee broke up that pass. It was looking for Lanson Taylor, incomplete, second and 10. Minute 50 to go now before halftime. Clock stops on that incompletion, and Gus, if the, again, I always talk about this. It's kind of one of my things. If you throw that ball three times, you could take 15 seconds off a clock and give the ball back.
That's something right now, if you're Morehill Mount Academy, you would not want to give the ball back to ACCHS.
Even though the Tigers, I believe, have perhaps just one timeout remaining. It is second down 10, QB draw. He'll go straight ahead, hit as he crosses the line, going to pick up five. Drew Cottle picking up yardage. Colton Myers with the stop, and that was clearly a little delayed draw to the quarterback, drawn up that way.
Like a Garrett Kettle type play, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Quarterback, take it, ear it for a moment, and then take off running. And they'll bring up now a third and five for MHMA.
At their own 45-yard line for the Ravens. Back to throw again, looking left, going left, and leaping to make the catch for the first down with a yard or so to spare. That was a nice effort over on the far side by Manasseh Miller. They'll advance the sticks into Tiger territory, the 49-yard line. It is first and 10 Ravens with a minute 15 to play.
Manasseh Miller, a guy that Morgan O'Mount Academy has really got into the mix tonight, dealing with some injuries and things, and he's really stepped up.
Two to the right and two to the left for Drew Cottle. Back to throw again, looking left, now rolling left, now trying to buy some time, throws it out of bounds and into the ground, and he had no one. And Gus, what he also had, big pressure from big Tyler McRae.
Yeah, Tyler McRae along that defensive front was able to get into the backfield and stay in front of Drew Cottle and not really allow Cottle any kind of a lane. A lot of times the quarterback likes to get to the sideline, fake out a defender and get up the sideline. Great job by McRae of holding his ground, using the sideline like an extra defender.
It is a second down 10 as we're inside a minute to play in the half at the ACCHS 49-yard line. Ravens with the football trailing. Here's a pass over the middle, and it is tipped and nearly picked off. Getting a hand on the football, Landon Brown. And Gus Bryce Lee almost was able to dive in and pull that thing in.
So Landon Brown was able to get a hand on the football, but again, Morehill Mount Academy is looking for Lanson Taylor. That time, the 5'8", 165-pound senior was not able to get over to the football. For ACCHS, you got to stay alert right here because Morehill Mount Academy can score at the blink of an eye. And for Morehill Mount Academy, you got to probably work with a little more sense of urgency. 53 seconds left, and the Tigers will get the ball to start the second half.
Third down, 10, just across midfield. Back to throw again as Cottle looks over the middle. It's going to be caught and short of the first down. That pass into the hands of Bennett Wilkes, the freshman, because he had no chance to advance the ball. By the time it had gotten to him, Ty Crossland had gotten to him.
Yeah, Ty Crossland doing a great job of open field tackling. That's not easy to do. Bennett Wilkes wasn't able to shake him. Now, for Morehill Mount Academy, they are looking at a fourth down and six from the 45-yard line.
That'll leave the offense out of the field. 20 seconds left in the half. Drew's going to go again with that little quarterback draw. He'll get to the 40, bounce outside, down the right side, pushed out of bounds along the near side into the Tiger sideline at the 30. But now only 14 seconds. What's that, a couple plays, maybe three?
Yeah, you got two, maybe three if you use their timeouts. And for Morehill Mount Academy, that's a great play, is getting Drew Cottle out there one-on-one in open space. But for the Tigers at this point, you could probably pillow this thing out, and now they're going to take a timeout. We're going to keep it here. But for ACCHS, you could probably play back, not quite the prevent, but play back into a cover four type defense and not let anything beat you over the top. You can give up that draw all day because, you know, even if they only pick up 10 or 15 yards, they'll run a lot of time off the ball.
Once you get Drew beyond the line of scrimmage, then you can pursue him. But you've got to be careful because he's also capable of running and stopping just short. And if you step up to chase him, you're going to leave somebody open behind you.
Yep, he's going to throw it right over the top of you. And that's something we've seen out of Drew Cottle over his career. And, you know, Drew's a guy who tonight is playing quarterback. Last week or 2 weeks ago, we saw him playing wide receiver. So a lot of different positions for him.
You know what you got with Drew Cottle? You got a real athletic guy with a lot of experience, who knows what he's doing, okay? And he is capable of hurting you in so many ways.
And a great team player, right?
Yeah.
Like, you want me to be the quarterback? Okay. You want me to be a receiver? Sure, let's do it. I bet you can line him up at running back if you wanted to.
Absolutely. So, whatever you need or want, he would be that guy. And right now, his coach would like to see him get a score on the board and be in these waning seconds of the half, 14 seconds left. Here comes the Raven offense.
Now, if you're Coach Thornburg and ACCHS, how big is it to keep Morehill Mount Academy out of the end zone?
It's huge. You want to go to the locker room with that, please. That is big, big deal. Three to the left and one to the right. Cottle takes a long look over at his coaching staff. He's still looking at the coaching staff, and now they're changing the play because it's the line of scrimmage. Time has got to be running down. Cottle gets the snap, rolls left, looks left, steps up into the pocket, chased out of the pocket. Now he's going to stop. He's going to throw it away. We're down to 5 seconds. That play took forever as he ran left, ran right, and you got to give tons of credit to that secondary.
Yeah, for the Tigers, they did a great job matched up in the back. But you know what really threw that play off from the beginning was getting through there. Colton Myers got into the backfield in a hurry, and Drew Cottle wanted to boot to the left, but as Colton Myers came up the field, he forced him to the right, and 10 seconds later, an incomplete pass. And for the Tigers, again, they are dropping back, and this is the time that you can run that little bit of a prevent defense.
Yes, and this is the final play of the first half. 4 seconds on the clock. Again, they'll send receivers wide each way. Harris will stay in the backfield. He's in there to block for Cottle.
Delay a game.
Have they taken that? Here it is. There's the delay call. So the Ravens, who were, 30 yards away from the end zone, will now be 35. I don't know if that's really a big deal at this point.
No. And if I'm Coach Thornburg, I'm telling my safeties, don't move, right?
Yeah.
stay
on the 10-yard line where you're at. And then you can run up on the ball.
And now he's going to call a timeout. And I get this for Coach Thornburg. A, you can't, Joseph, we're going to keep it here. A, you can't take it with you to the second half. And B, let's make sure everybody's on the same page right here. Coach Wilk's probably not upset about that timeout either.
You don't want to have worked so hard all half and then give up a lead on the final play before intermission. So we'll see what they hatch here on both sides. And we talked about the crowd. It is fantastic. Boosters from both teams. They're making some racket and having a good time here tonight. And Gus, what I'm really looking most forward to, they're going to have like the little kiddos out there doing dance routines at halftime to entertain. What you look out in the crowd, and you know we've talked to a bunch of not only parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, a lot of family have come tonight. Everybody loves to see the youngsters out there on the field.
It strikes me as more of a roamy type activity.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Exactly. So we've got that to look forward to at intermission here today. Ravens coming back from their far sideline. Tigers coming out on the field from the near sideline. Here we go. Final play of the opening half. Ravens have a second down. It doesn't matter. The ball off the 35-yard line is the only thing that makes a bit of difference here. Same alignment as we've seen so much of this first half from the Ravens. Cottle is back to throw. Looks left. Throws left. Throws deep. He's got a wide open man, and it is batted down at the 10-yard line, and we are at intermission. We got a timeout of the field. It's halftime in Effingham. We'll be back to summarize it for you at the break. ACCHS 22, Marham Out Academy 14.
Thanks for listening to your high school football game of the week on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Online at mscsports.net. The Amberwell Health Halftime Show begins right after these messages. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Hey, welcome back. Tiger Stadium here on the campus of Atchison County Community High School in Effingham, Kansas. It's halftime, and at intermission, the homestanding Tigers lead Markham Mount Academy 22-14. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph, our producer here in the studio, and Gus Couch with me here in the booth, Tom Couch. Gus, that may have been the most entertaining first half of high school football that we've enjoyed so far this year. That was a great half for both of these teams.
Yeah, I think both coaching staffs have to go into the locker room and have some encouraging things to build on. For ACCHS in the first half, they were able to throw the ball a little bit, but then they were able to run the ball late in the half and find some big gaps and pick up some good yardage. For Morehill Mount Academy, they did a lot of different things, right? We saw a handful of offenses from them tonight kind of mashed up into the first half. We saw Drew Cottle be your quarterback. We really saw them go to Lance and Taylor as their leading wide receiver tonight. I mean, Drew Cottle has a touchdown run and that 19-yard touchdown pass to Lance and Taylor, and they showed you how quickly they can get on the board. For ACCHS, they kind of did it in a variety of ways. They had the big play, the 57-yard touchdown pass from Bryson Lee to Kieran Corder, but then they also showed the power running game, right? The 3-yard run by Colton Myers. Then they were able to march the ball all the way down the field and then a spectacular sliding catch by Kieran Corder on a 7-yard pass from Bryson Lee. The 2-point was no good, and now that 2-point is going to come back, and you're going to say, man, I really wish I would have gone up 2 scores. But leading 22-14 here at the break, and for the Tigers, they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Right. And, you know, let's just be the devil's advocate. Let's see. Let's say Morehouse Mount Academy scores, then the Ravens have to do something that they don't normally do, and that they would be forced to go for two.
Yeah, I mean, again, a lot of coaches will say, oh, do you chase the point, do you not chase the point, but in a game like this, you need that point. So,
absolutely, because you don't know how soon you're going to get a chance to score again, and it's not like, you know, field goals are a big deal here.
Yeah, so both teams saw the ball 3 times in the first quarter. ACCHS only got it 3 times in the second quarter. Now, Morehouse Mount Academy did it 4 times in the second quarter, but that last one ended in the half. So right now, you figure it out, each team's got, give or take, 6 possessions left. So those things are going to become a little golden as the game progresses.
Hey, what else I think is going to be golden in the second half, what's going to determine the outcome of this ball game, is turnovers. Each team has turned it over once, and we've seen a couple, 3 times, when that ball was in the hands of an opponent and did not turn over. That has been a big, big factor today.
Both teams have to be happy with capitalizing off those turnovers, right? ACCHS gets the interception by Kimmy, turns it into a touchdown. Morehouse Mount Academy gathers a fumble deep in Tiger territory. They turn that into a touchdown. So, again, not only are you getting turnovers, but you're capitalizing off those turnovers. Those are big things right now.
We also are going to be talking about tomorrow's football game here on Care Radio. We'll be in Wilcox Stadium for a 1 o'clock kickoff, a 12:30 pregame here on Care Radio, as the Ravens will conclude the non-divisional games in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, as they're going to be hosting Culver Stockton tomorrow. Again, it's a 1 o'clock kickoff here on Care Radio, and we look forward to bringing you what promises to be a really, really thrilling game.
Yeah, when was the last time the Culver Stockton came to Atchison receiving votes and the Ravens not in the poll? So should be a great game between, you know, two really good teams tomorrow up at Larry Wilcox Stadium. And the other thing, Culver Stockton's got a tackle and I think even a guard that are guys that are Sunday caliber players.
No question about it. Well, here in Effingham, it's halftime. Gus, right now, at this very moment, we are halfway through the high school football season. Midpoint of game 5. We're looking forward to bringing you the second half live here on Care Radio, but right now, with the intermission score in Effingham, ACCHS 22, Morehouse Mount Academy 14, we're going to return to the Care Sports Studios, where Joseph has another one of his fantastic halftimes just waiting for you.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years' experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Have you met your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter? She proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 or stop in today at 312-COMMERCIAL to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232.
We are farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we're bringing you ACCHS hosting Morehill Mount Academy. We'll be returning to the football game in just a few minutes. I did want to mention coming up on the Kara Sports calendar, tomorrow we've got Benedictine College versus Culver Stockton. As they play host to Culver Stockton, the Ravens will take to the field at 1 p.m. Tune in a little bit early to get all of that pregame show. Then next Friday night, we've got Morehill Mount Academy versus Nemaha Central. Benedictine College is taking next Saturday night off, or Saturday afternoon off. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area with the scores as I have them.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco Brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
It's back to school, and also to the seasonal routines filled with school time errands and activities. Hi, this is Dr. Brian Casey of Union State Bank of Atchison, and also a part-time college educator. As we get busier, Union State Bank makes keeping up with banking convenient and easy. With mobile banking, you can bank wherever you are, and you can pay bills and make transfers online and much more. With text alerts and our new budget bubbles, you'll stay right on track with Union State Bank, no matter how busy life gets. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some scores at the half. It was Centralia over JCN with a score of Centralia 7, JCN 6. In the Atchison-Turner game, it is Atchison 28 to Turner 6. Jackson Heights is leading Troy with a score of Jackson Heights 20 to Troy 7. Lansing and Leavenworth were tied at last watch at 7 apiece. Donovan West and Maranatha were matched up tonight with Donovan West at 22 points to Maranatha's 8. Hiawatha was leading Jeff West with a score of Hiawatha 24 to Jeff West 0. In the Blue Valley-Lynn game, it's Blue Valley 22 to Lynn 14. Horton is leading 14 to Central Heights 7. Republic County is on top with 8 to Riverside's 6. And Opie is topping Pleasanton with a score of Opie 49, Pleasanton 0. Clifton Clyde is on top above Valley Falls with Clifton Clyde at 28 points to Valley Falls 6. Axtell is leading 42 to Frankfurt's 8. In the Rossville-Oskaloosa game, it is Rossville all the way at Rossville 56, Oskaloosa 0 at last report. In the Sabetha at Rock Creek game, Sabetha is trailing Rock Creek with the score of Rock Creek 20, Sabetha 13. In the Horton-Royal Valley game, due to a lighting failure, they had to take the half early. It was Holton 35, Royal Valley 0. And then the final in the Washington County Burlington game is at 47, Washington County 0. In this game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, it's ACCHS 22, Morehill Mount Academy 14.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with lows around 61. Southwesterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Overcast skies tomorrow. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 75. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Chance for scattered storms, 57. Mid-70s Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Upper 70s Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's 69 degrees in downtown Atchison. It feels like 69 out there with a negligible wind at 2 miles per hour out of the south. The relative humidity is 83%. The dew point is 64 degrees Fahrenheit. And the barometric pressure is on the rise at 29.98 inches of mercury. We'll be returning to Tom and Gus Kautz in just a couple of moments.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
That wraps up the Amberwell Health Halftime Show. Amberwell Health, connecting our communities and our care with locations in Atchison, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Stay tuned for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week right after these messages from our Care Radio Sports Boosters. KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
We now return to the field for second half coverage of your high school football game of the week on Care 93.7 and online at mscsports.net under the Listen Live tab.
Hey, welcome back once again to Effingham, Kansas, where two teams are getting themselves warmed up and prepped up and ready to go to the second half as our game at halftime finds the Tigers here at home in front of Morehamon Academy, 22-14. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph, our producer engineer in the studio, doing a fantastic job at halftime, taking care of all of us, you and Gus and I. So, Joseph, as always, we thank you very much. Gus Counts with me, Tom Counts, and Morehamon Academy didn't spend a whole lot of time in the locker room. They were back out on the field much more quickly than were the Tigers, who are now going through some pre-second half warm-ups and getting themselves ready to go as this is a big, big game between these two teams, and it's got a lot of reflection, a lot of implication on a conference race, and maybe, and most importantly right now, on the postseason races. These two teams battling it out here in District 4, Class 2A. Fish and Crew's done a nice job. We haven't had a lot of penalties called during the course of the ball game, and the ones that have been called have been, you know, the, pretty much the apparent kind, some very obvious holds, or, you know, maybe the odd offside or two. So they've done a good job of letting these teams play and determine who's going to win it. And with that in mind, we're going to have a big game tomorrow. It's the Benedictine Ravens at home. We talked about it briefly as we went into the break, and Ravens hosting Culver Stockton tomorrow. Care Radio pregame at about 12:30 and a 1 o'clock kickoff from Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine campus. These are teams that are accustomed to scoring. Benedictine and Culver Stockton, the top two offenses in the conference. Both of them averaging well over 40 points a ball game, so should be a real, real fun one tomorrow afternoon here on Care. We look forward to bringing it to you. Hoping that you enjoy that one also. A lot of games going on around the area. Let's see if we can't maybe scoop up a couple of more scores from some of the other games going on. Halftime scores.
find Axtell leading Frankfurt 40-8 at halftime. Jackson Heights has a 20-7 advantage over Troy at intermission. How about this? Because this one surprises me maybe a little bit, is Sabetha trails Rock Creek at the break 20-13. Now, maybe the best thing that's happened to Royal Valley tonight, the lights went out at the stadium. And play has been interrupted.
For a moment.
9 minutes left in the half, and it is a Holton lead 35-0.
Yeah, you had the Jackson Heights Troy.
I got Jackson Heights Troy, You also have a couple of old Big Seven schools with Hiawatha and Jeff West. Hiawatha blanking the Jeff West Tigers at the break 31-0. So some of the other contests going on around. You mentioned it a moment ago. Go ahead. Oh, Riverside in Republic County. This is a big game in this district. And Republic County leading at the half 8-6.
Ooh.
And Horton trying to get their first W of the year. They lead at the intermission 14-7 over Central Heights. Because you talked about it, ACCHS is going to have their kick return unit out of the field. They will get the ball first to begin the second half. Tigers have had some pretty good returns so far tonight as MHMA kicks the ball well, and they kick the ball deep. And I'll tell you what, it's been a great job by Zach Sanford.
Okay. You're going to disagree with this?
Huh?
This would be the time to kick the onside.
Oh, I don't disagree. I think that's brilliant.
You've got the front line at 13 and leaning backwards. I mean, this would be the time to drop one in over here.
Yeah, not going to happen, but I agree. Here's a kick away, end over end, angling to the near side. Upman is going to take it, drop it, go back, pick it up inside the 20. Up the middle of the 25, 35, 40, 5. He's going to go. Count it down, 50, 30, 20. He's at the 10, touchdown, Tigers, Landon Brown. 81 yards, but there's a marker at the 50.
So an 81-yard touchdown return is most likely coming back on a hold at the 45-yard line. But what a play by Landon Brown to get this crowd into it to start the second half.
Now, how many times do you see it? A kick goes, there's the illegal block in the back by the Tigers being called. How many times do you see it? A kick gets mishandled. And the moment of time that it takes for that return man to go back, secure the ball, and get a field, blocking has been established, and somehow, somewhere, there's an avenue.
You know why? Because the ball hits the ground, and on kickoff, they're lanes, right? Stay in your lane.
Always.
Don't follow the ball. Stay in your lane. The second the ball is loose, everybody vacates their lane and goes to the football. And the problem is, that sets up for your blocking really well, and all of a sudden, somebody breaks one. Tigers still going to have excellent starting field position. They're going to get this thing at the 35-yard line where they'll send their offense out for the seventh possession of the evening.
And that said, you didn't score. It's called back. But you still come out in the second half with some momentum now. I mean, there's a good vibe comes off that. Here come the Tigers. Hand off on a little jet sweep to the right side, getting across the line of scrimmage and picking up about 4 yards up to the 39-yard line. Tigers have run that little sweep a couple, three times, and each time for only a handful of yards.
And that time, Adam Cottle in on the stop for Moore Hill Mount Academy.
For MHMA, again, they stay with that four-man defensive front. And now they're going to switch up a little bit. And they're going to go to basically a six-man front. Snap back a little bit low. QB picks it up, puts his head down, crosses the 40, and he's going to push out very close to the first down around the 44-yard line, leaving the Tigers with a third and very manageable one.
One of his first tackles of the night, and that time it's the nose tackle, Sam Joyce, able to stop the Tigers from picking up a first down, but it will bring up a third and one for ACCHS.
Yeah, but for Sam, he's usually pushing forward to make the tackle. This time, he was coming from behind. That ball had already gotten beyond him when he turned to make the grab.
Yeah, see, and with Sam Joyce in this defense, it got him at that nose tackle, and really, his job more than make tackles is to swallow up offensive linemen. He does a great job of that.
Third down, one. Quarterback will keep it himself. Goes left, picks up the first down with about a half a yard to spare, and the Tigers will advance the sticks. It is a first and 10 ACCHS.
That time coming up to make the stop for Moore Hill Mount Academy is Adam Cottle. And now you see he gets up. He's kind of favoring that leg and it's like maybe tweaked an ankle or something a little bit on that play.
See, I'm thinking more of a hip maybe when he hit the ground. First and 10, though, for the Tigers. ACCHS has taken the opening kick here in the second half and moving it downfield. They're at their own 46. Motion right. Little misdirection. Again, the jet sweep to the right. He's at the 50, 45. Accelerates to the 40, 35. Cutting back across the grain. What a beautiful run at the 25, 20. Hit at the 15. On his feet and slips and goes to a knee. He's down to the 12-yard line. What a run by Kerryon Carter. He was back and forth across the field, and he took that thing over 40 yards.
And as Kerryon Carter went off to the near side, he put a foot in the ground. And honestly, if he's able to keep his feet, he probably scores that because he was going to cut back across the face of the defender. That's an impossible tackle to make. A great job by Kerryon Carter. Just the peg to come out from under him. It is first and 10 at the 12. And we talk about this. I love it. You can still pick up one more first down without getting into the end zone.
As athletic as Kerryon's run was, it was more of a smart run. The way he handled the field of play. First and 10. QB will pick it up, follows his big offensive line down the right side, slides down, picks up a few yards. He gets inside the 10, down to the 8, a gain of 3 on that first down run. 9:20 to go in the third quarter. 22-14, Tigers in front and threatening on their first possession of the second half.
That time ACCHS running over there behind the right tackle. Vincent Webb is 6 foot 185, but a sophomore doing a great job paving the way over there on the right.
Tigers, but again, we talked about it earlier, a lot of those six-footers out there on the field.
No, has also done a great job over on that right side. Vincent Webb, along with Carter Page, really paving the way.
6'1 receiver Trenton Kimmy will go wide to the right side. Quarterback will take it, hand off to the running back, bouncing it. There's no room for Colton Myers this time as he is going to be stood up. Kept trying to slide down the line, but was unable to advance the ball. It'll bring up a third down for ACCHS. And again, you got Adam Caudill. He's out there on that DN spot making another nice tackle. Colton Myers, 6'3" running back. You don't see a lot of 6'3" running backs, guys.
At 6'3", though, you fall forward. It's a good day.
It's a good day.
So it'll bring up a third down for the ECCHS offense. The clock at 8:15 left here in the third quarter.
Landon Brown is wide to the left side. The only receiver to the left side trips to the short side, the right side of the field. Snap back, picked up by the quarterback. He is swarmed and swallowed up back there.
That time you had Sam Joyce in on the stop. And again, Sam has, you know, maybe at the break, Moore Hill Mount Academy has talked to Sam about, hey, if we're going to win this thing in the second half, we're going to really need you to kind of become a game wrecker in the middle more so than eat up those blockers. And that's really what he's done is we see more swim moves, more rip moves from him right now. And he is making a conscious effort to get in that backfield.
Tigers are fourth down, 9 at the 10-yard line, and they will, of course, leave the offense out of the field here.
Right here, you got to go to a hard count, right? Try to draw them off, try to get a free 5. I don't think the Tigers have really done much of that tonight.
Fourth down and 9 at the 10. And we're going to get a Tiger timeout. Joseph, we're going to get in the third quarter. It remains Atchison County 22, Moore Hill Mount Academy 14.
This flu season, drive-thru flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-9839 to register now.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tigers taking a timeout on this first big series of the second half. They are the 10-yard line. It is 4th and 9. see what they have hatched here on the near sideline. The snap is back. Quarterback slides it. He eludes the defender. Throws one over the middle. It is caught and dropped at the goal line and incomplete. MHMA will get their offense on the field for the first time in the second half. And because there was a lot of things going on in that play. I thought maybe the line had moved a little bit early, but no penalty markers came out. And then it just kind of developed oddly.
Yeah, it developed oddly. And Moore Hillman Academy did a great job getting into the backfield, get a hit on Bryson Lee. But Bryson was able to shed that block or that defender. He had time to throw the ball and just couldn't connect with his receiver right there at the goal line. For Moore Hillman Academy, bend but don't break.
Ravens, if they were huddling, they'd be huddling back in the end zone. But they are not. They come right out over the ball, and quarterback is going to be back to throwing again. It's going to start with a quarterback draw, straight ahead run. It's going to go to the 14-yard line, a quick 5-yard pickup for Drew Cottle. It is a second down 5 at their own 14 for the Ravens. That possession by the Tigers, Gus, took up a ton of time. We're inside 7 minutes to play in the third.
Well, we talked about it at the break, that both teams only had 3 possessions in the first half, ACCHS, or first quarter. ACCHS was only 3 in the second quarter. That possessions were going to become game progressive.
Snap back, Cottle with some time. Now rolls left, now being pursued, chased out of the pocket. And as he's done so many times tonight, as he gets near the sideline, he hurls it out of bounds and incomplete. And saves the yardage.
Yeah, that's a smart play right there by Drew Cottle. He's a senior for this club. He's been a quarterback for many years. Understands that you get to the sideline, chuck it out. Don't give up the yardage on that play.
Now, for the Ravens, it is a third down.
How quickly does that happen, right?
Oh, my gosh. This game's moving right along. Third down, we're going to call it third down at about 7. Just short of the 15-yard line, their own. Straight back drop. Now he's going to step up in a pocket, lobs one to the near side, and a juggling catch is dropped in the right flat. Had that ball been hauled in by Mark Harris, there was a little foot race, but he had a lot of green grass in front of him.
Yeah, that's a tough play, right? Like, when the ball comes right at your head, you got to decide whether you're going to try to catch it over the shoulder or try to make a jumping kind of pirouette-type play. For Mark Harris, that's a difficult play. Couldn't quite haul it in. And now, for Moore Hillman Academy, an apparent punt situation on fourth down.
Looking to kick it away. Tigers are going to come out of this with some pretty good field position nonetheless. The snap is back, and there's the boot, and that is a monster kick. Return man is going to go back and just let it bounce, and it's going to roll dead as a marker flies down at the Tiger 44-yard line. Is that a marker, or is that just a spot?
No, it's a marker. It's going to come at the 45-yard line. A lot of time, you got to think that that's probably a block in the back.
6:18 to play in the third quarter. We're in Effingham, Kansas, where the Tigers lead MHMA 22-14. And as they sort out this penalty, Gus, halftime score, Centralia and Jeff North. There's a game. It is a 7-6 Centralia lead over JCN at intermission.
We kind of talked about it Thursday night on Sportsbook. You thought that could be a really good game, and it looks like it's shaping up for that. The Tigers are going to be guilty of a block in the back, and for them, it's going to back them up to their 35-yard line where they will start this possession.
It
for
is
the Tigers, it's possession number 8 of the night.
First and 10. Atchison County, wide to the left side with Landon Brown. Can't say enough good things about the way he's played tonight. Snap again is just low. The Tigers have had trouble with that snap. Now quarterback's going to pick it up. Here comes lead. Left side 35, 45. He's going to get to the 50-yard line. Pick up a first down with 5 to spare. And just Bryson Lee's doing a great job. Not just running the ball, but picking up those snaps. They're all at his ankles, at his shoelaces, and that one was about 2 feet short of him. It kind of tumbled back into his hands.
Yeah, the Tigers doing a great job, though, of peeling off the corner. That time you took your right guard and pulled him out and leading the play, and that was Carter Page, the big sophomore. Kind of a road crater out there. Landon Brown, the wide receiver, also throwing great blocks. And Tigers, as quickly as that, moved the ball into Moore Hillman Academy territory.
Quarter Vester and Kimmy wind to the right side. QB's going to keep it himself. Boots left, crosses the 50, 45, goes headlong to the 42-yard line, picking up about 7 on that first down carry.
That time, Manasseh Miller makes the stop on the play for Moore Hillman Academy. But the problem is, ACCHS has been running this read option all night, and right now Bryson Lee is doing a great job at it. MHMA is crashing with their defensive ends. they've got to understand that Bryson Lee likes carrying the football, so you got to stay outside and, you know, kind of keep that in contained and force them to hand the ball to Colton Myers in the middle.
The only concern about this for the Tigers is the durability of Bryson, because he's getting banged around a lot, handling the ball a lot, and I mean, he's got to be exhausted already. You're thinking we're in the third quarter. Here's quarterback back to throw. Pulls away from one defender. Now he's just throwing deep. He's got a man downfield. Caught! 5-yard line. Touchdown, Tigers! No. We got a blade penalty marker thrown now by an official standing at the 5-yard line. I don't know what that is all about. And they're not at the goal line. They're at the 4. They're going to mark it down. Let's see what this is all about. And that was an emphatically thrown flag down there.
Yeah, Landon Brown made the reception, but the official's not really happy with whatever happened. Dead ball. Unsportsmanlike conduct against the Tigers. But it's a dead ball penalty, so you're going to keep the first down. You're going to lose the yardage, but, again, you're also going to be able to run more time off the clock.
Tremendous throw from Bryson Lee downfield, and the Tigers, with 4:48 to go, are now deep in Raven territory. They have the marker down right about the 5-yard line, and the penalty being assessed is going to go all the way out to the 20. And there you go. So for the Tigers, and the thing is with the dead ball, it's first and 10, right, at the 20.
Yeah, it's first and 10. It's not really that big of a deal, other than it moves you from the 5 back to the 20. But, again, there's still two more first downs, and the problem is
ACCHS.
You were at the 4 and move it back to the 19 on a 15-yard penalty. Yeah, 15 and 4 is 19. So, nope.
Here comes Bryson Lee over from the near sideline. Tigers, they are moving the football well here in the second half. 4:40 and running along here in the third quarter, 22-14. Atchison County in front, and now for an unusual variation, we're going to have receivers two to the left and a two to the right for the quarterback, Lee. He will hand it off, a little jet sweep, try to get to the outside, looking for the edge, getting a nice seal block. He'll turn upfield to the 20, down to the 15, picking up first down yardage right at the 10-yard line. There was a huge block on the outside, Gus.
Tyler McCray, the left guard, came out. He pulled. He led the play around the edge, and Coach Pop loves the pancake blocks. Great job right there by the 6-foot, 215-pound sophomore getting out front, leading the way.
Yep, I didn't know for sure who it was. I couldn't quite pick him up, but all I knew is that he made a tremendous block and a great play. And now the Tigers are going to say not a first down. They're going to call it a second down and one, just shy of the 10. Lee with Myers behind him. Hands off Colton. Straight ahead, first down, he's at the 5, he's powering forward down to the 4-yard line, a 6-yard, 7-yard carry. Adam Cottle may well have made a touchdown-saving stop right there.
Yeah, and for the Tigers, again, a nice gain. They're going to mark this thing down inside the 5, and it will be first and goal from there. And again, though, ACCHS eating up a lot of time here in the second half. Morehill Mount Academy has only touched the ball once so far here in the third quarter.
And we're down just a little over 3 minutes to play in the third. Here are the Tigers. Quarterback drops it, picks it up, runs straight ahead. He's near the end zone, and does he go in? Touchdown, Atchison County! ACCHS on the teeny run by Bryson Lee extends its lead now to 28-14.
Bryson Lee again. We've seen these low snaps all night, but he's done a great job of not panicking. He goes down, he gets it, sees the blocking develop, and then follows his offensive line. Dalton Damon, Carter Page, and Tyler McCray leading the way on that inside zone read.
Tigers going for two. They are 2 of 3 on two-point conversions this evening. This time they're going to send the trips to the left side of the field. They're going to the right side all night long. Trips left, the two-point conversion. The handoff, no. Quarterback's got it. Heads for the corner of the pylon. He's in. Bryson Lee for two, and we got a timeout. We're at 3 minutes and 14 seconds to go in the third. ACCHS 30, MHMA 14.
Blair Milling and Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2000. 2310.
Snap Fitness, your affordable neighborhood club, is open. And now is the time to schedule your tan. With three tanning beds and packages to fit your budget, it's the place to go. And new at Snap Fitness, Good Sense Meals. Need something fast and delicious for lunch or dinner? Stop in and check out all the options. No membership required to take advantage of tanning and meals. Call Snap Fitness at 913-367-1511 for more information on tanning, 24-hour gym memberships, or their new Good Sense Meals.
We're down to 3:14 to go in the third quarter. Gus, how many possessions have the Ravens had since halftime?
One.
Yeah.
They had a quick four or three and out, and they punted the ball away. ACCHS had a possession that ended in downs on the 10-yard line. And then scored on possession number eight. So for Morton Hill Mount Academy, they've got to get something going. They haven't had a touchdown since early in the second quarter. That came at the 10:50 mark in the second quarter.
Now, what the Ravens cannot do is let that ball get away from them on this kickoff. It almost got away from them on the last one. Tigers don't kick deep, and here's a short one, and it's going to scoot across the ground around the 45-yard line, and Ravens are going to be able to jump on it and cover it up across the way. Well, I tell you what. I don't know if the Tigers are doing it on purpose or if it's just working out that way, but that time, how about Carl Sargent, a sophomore for the Ravens on the kick coverage team, who did a great job of getting a hand on that thing.
So for Moore Hill Mount Academy, kind of struggling to get some things going, but again, I feel like you've got lots of time left in this ballgame. We've not seen much out of Thomas Shea, your big running back. Might not be a bad time to try to get him more involved in the offense.
And still plenty of time to establish a ground game. I mean, we're still in the third quarter, trailing by a couple of scores. Here's the quarterback boot left side. Connell's going to be hit with a second effort. Is going to get back to the original line of scrimmage. It may ultimately pick up a yard or so. Did a great job of moving forward after being hit in the backfield. It'll be a short gain, and we go inside 3 minutes to play in the third quarter. Ravens look at a second and eight.
And right now for ACCHS, on that read option, they are not really respecting the running back. They are expecting Cottle to keep the ball, and they're going to let the running back beat him if that's the case.
Second down call, quarterback straight back, deep drop, blow all the time in the world. Now he's going to run with it and runs out of bounds on the far sideline. Cottle does a great job of not taking a hit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does a great job of ducking out of bounds, throwing the ball away when he needs to, and Moore Hill Mount Academy running a lot of deep routes right there, but ACCHS with great coverage downfield, and you had man up with two safeties just drop back in center field, and with Bryson Lee and Matt Worley as your safeties on that play, it's going to be tough to throw the ball back there.
It is now a third down six call for the Ravens, just short of the 50.
Now the Tigers sugaring up like they're going to blitz, and Moore Hill Mount Academy is going to change the play.
QB is back, quick flare, left side, a diving effort. Is it caught? It is, and it is right at the first down marker. Gus says it's first down. The official concurs. They'll advance the sticks. 2:45 to go in the third. Ravens moving the ball now. They're at the Tiger 45.
But, again, the clock continues to run, and that was a great pass right there by quarterback Drew Cottle. He realized that the Tigers were coming on a blitz. Get the ball out of your hand quickly and run the route far enough to pick up the first down.
Snap back, Cottle lobs one near side, and it's going to be dropped. And I'll tell you what, Bennett Wilkes heard footsteps, okay, because had he caught that ball, because he was going to be hit like a freight train by Colton Myers.
Yeah, when you have 6'3", 210 just bearing down on you, yeah, you're going to kind of pull those arms down and protect the ribs.
Who says a freshman, you know, has got to catch up a little bit? He knew exactly what to do right there. It is a second down.
That'll stop the clock with 2:29 left here in the third quarter of play.
At the Tiger 45, now the quarterback's going to fake the jet sweep, run straight ahead, pick up good yardage, and be right at the first down marker, giving 10, and are we going to move it ahead? Nope, they're going to say third down in inches. Justin Besser from that defensive back coming up. That was a good play. Cottle had a lot of room to run and utilize that good speed to just run straight ahead, straight downfield. 2 minutes to go in the third. Short yardage situation. Shea will get the ball, get the first down, get more inside the 30, bounces off a defender to the 25, carries a defender to the 20. Great run by the 5'9 junior Thomas Shea.
Canyon Toll comes over and makes the stop for ACCHS. The Tigers have a couple guys that are getting up a little slow. They've got a cornerback over here. They have a player that is still down on the field right now. And again, a tough play right there for the ACCHS defense. What we talked about a moment ago, Morehill Mount Academy needs to establish Thomas Shea. He is a good running back, 5'9", 180, and you know what? He runs hard.
Okay, we're going to hang on to it right here for just a minute and see what's going on. Now, here's what you, I don't know if you ever were. Let me rephrase this. Here's what some coaches teach their players. You got that leg cramp out there. Don't try to hobble off the field, okay? Because by the time the substitution comes in and you get off, your defense is way behind the curve here. Sit down on the field, make them stop the game, let them help you off the field, and that way you're getting the attention that you need. The defense is getting in, or the offense, whichever side it is getting in the player that they need. Sit down.
Yeah, sit down, force the officials to stop the game, because if not, your play clock gets away from you. A lot of times that's where you see, you know, either a mismatch if it's on the defensive side, or you go delay a game if you're on the offensive side.
I had one of the finest trainers in all of sport explain this to me here a couple of weeks ago, and it makes great sense. I had to share that.
How about Piper and Tongi? Right now, Piper 23, Tongi 20.
At the Tiger 20, MHMA. Handoff is going to go again to Shea. He goes outside, looks for the edge, can't find it. Markers are down for a hold. He's down to the line of scrimmage.
That time you had your left tackle trying to set the edge, but ACCHS is doing a great job of flowing, pursuing on that play, and it's going to cost MHMA 10. So instead of a first and 10, they're looking at a second and, I'm going to say it's probably going to be second and 23 about where they threw that penalty.
Yeah, it was a little bit shy of the line of scrimmage, which was the 20-yard line. Minute and a half to go here in the third quarter. Atchison County at home tonight, leading it now 30-14.
We got a fourth quarter score. St. Mary's 14, Nemaha Central 12.
Wow. That may be one of the upsets across the state, isn't it?
I think so.
So the penalty is going to go back. Braves are back to throw. Cottle being chased out of the pocket, running for his life, has a receiver wide open, and it hits him in the hands, and he couldn't hang on. It'll go incomplete down to the 25-yard line.
So
tell you what, the Ravens have had a handful of passes that were delivered by Cottle that just weren't caught yet tonight.
Yeah, there's been a few of those plays where, you know, they wish that they were going to have back, and tonight, the weather's still pretty good. So, again, struggle with some of those plays, but for Morehill Mount Academy, you're going to have to circle the wagons a little bit and get everybody on the same page. A minute 20 left in this third quarter play.
Gus, I would think everybody's enjoying some high school football tonight here on KAIRFM Horton Atchison. QB's back, and again, it's off the hands of the receiver, and it goes incomplete.
So, and now, with the incomplete pass, it'll bring up a third down for Morehill Mount Academy. That time they were trying to flare the ball out into the left flat and just try to pick up some short yardage, maybe get a player in some space and make a man miss. When it was all said and done, an incomplete pass not only stops the clock, but it also sets them up with a third and long. They've got to get all the way down to the 10-yard line to get a first down.
Such a perfect night. It's cool now. 65 degrees, and it is spectacular for our high school football here in the state of Kansas. Quarterback will pitch. It's a halfback pass. Back to throw. Throwing deep. Lots of pushing. Lots of shoving. Broken up the goal line, and that's pass interference down there. They're going to call a pass interference of the Tigers down to the goal line as they had tangled up with the intended receiver, the freshman, Bennett Wilkes. And so it is going to be a penalty against the Tigers. And let's see what's going to happen with the yardage mark off is, you know what? They're going to have a first down. And they're going to advance the ball with a minute 10 to go here in the third. That's a big play here in this game as we are approaching the fourth quarter.
Why are they not giving them a first down?
Surely they're not done yet.
Why are they still calling it third down? So, it'll be a third and 10 now for MHMA.
So they say not an automatic first down. The ball back down to the 20. Cottle rolls left, goes left into the end zone, and is it caught? No.
That time they were looking in the back corner of the back end zone for Manasseh Miller, and he made a nice twisting play and couldn't haul it in. It's going to be incomplete. It'll bring up now a 4th and 10 for MHMA.
Miller had drawn triple coverage over on the left side. There were defenders in front, behind, and beside him. A minute 2 to go with the third quarter. It is now a 4th and 10 at the Tiger 20-yard line for the Ravens. MHMA trailing by 2 touchdowns and 2 two-point conversions. Drew Cottle waiting for the snap, standing at the 25-yard line, goes straight back to throw. The pressure's on. He's flushed out of the pocket, running left. Now stepping up, going to throw one downfield, an undefended receiver. Touchdown, Ravens! He ran out to the left side. He bought time for his receiver, put it in the hands of Manasseh Miller for a 20-yard touchdown strike. And with only 53 seconds to go in the third quarter, Marham Academy battling back in this game.
Yeah, that time the safety came up. When the quarterback vacated the pocket, the safety came up thinking he was going to make a play on it. But the problem was the cornerback kind of also stayed in the flat. Manasseh Miller was able to get behind everybody and wide open, caught that thing back and into the end zone.
And credit to Drew Cottle for finding that guy open downfield. Now the Ravens forced to go for 2. Shea to the right side of the quarterback. Cottle's back, throws one, and the little slant is dropped on the far side. It is incomplete.
You're going to have a holding penalty here on the near side.
Is it a defense or offensive holding?
I believe it. He threw the flag right there at the end of the play.
Let's see what this is going to be all about. Hold on, Joseph. We're not ready to break away here yet. This two-point conversion may or may not be standing.
Because what happened was the receiver on the near side wasn't allowed to release on the line of scrimmage, and even though he had nothing to do with the play, I believe it's going to be a hold against the Tigers.
Quarterback roll left. The pass was to the left side, but the penalty is on the right side. Now the Tiger defenders seem to be thinking that it could go the other way. We're waiting for some kind of a call from the crew, and they are being very patient here.
Yeah, it was really odd. Like, you had a cornerback, or you had 2 cornerbacks and a receiver over here, and the official just dropped the flag right at the feet of all 3 of them.
We're still having a powwow with 4 officials now over on the goal line, well over to the far side, and it is going to be, I think, against MHMA. We'll get the call from the official here in just a moment. They're going to pick it up. We got a timeout on the field. The 2-point conversion fails. 53 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's ACCHS 30, Marham Out Academy 20.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete 1 class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Well, we welcome you back to Epic Ham, Kansas. We're going to update you on a scoring change. The officiating crew, after deliberating a little while longer, they indicate that while that penalty was against Marham Academy, in fact, that there was a successful two-point conversion. Apparently, they felt that the receiver had held it long enough
for it to have been good. So add two to the Ravens, and they are still within one score. It is 30-22, Tigers. The kick away, taken by Atchison County at the 17. Right side, 25, 35, and out of bounds at the 40-yard line. A nice return for ACCHS, and bringing it back for the Tigers. There's old Landon Brown out there again.
Landon Brown has been the name we've called the most tonight, right?
Yeah, between him and Bryson Lee, I'd say absolutely yes.
For Morehill Mount Academy, this is a big defensive set right now. The Tigers are going to get this thing into the fourth quarter. But for Morehill Mount Academy, they're going to have to get some stops because you can't allow ACCHS to just continue to milk this game out.
Trying to get the players in and out. Defense. Raven defense, they had 12 on the field. Here's a handoff into the middle, and it goes to the 40, 41-yard line. They did not penalize them for having a 12th man on the field. And it's going to be a short gain on the carry. It will bring up now a second down for Atchison County. They're going to have the ball at their own 41-yard, just across their own 40-yard line. Let's call it a second and eight. Half a minute to go in the third. This will be the final play, barring incident, final play of the third quarter here. Quarterback Bryson Lee for Atchison County gets a snap, hands it over to Colton Myers, powers forward, picks up about three, and that will take us to the fourth. Timeout on the field in Effingham. Atchison County 30, MHMA 22.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or the service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. We offer an extensive inventory, as well as our competitive lease specials, finance options, and expert auto service. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn. It's Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Back with you here, Tiger Stadium on the campus of Atchison County Community High School in Effingham, Kansas. We go to the fourth quarter. Gus, it is a conference game. It is a division game in Class 2A, and of course, it is a strong long-term rivalry. Tigers with the lead with the football, and this time quarterback Bryson Lee is not going to get back to the line of scrimmage. ACCHS will be looking now at a third down call. Seth Hoffman, the Raven defensive end, with the stop. And the Tigers make it a fourth down, and they're going to be forced to punt the ball away. That was not a long possession, and you're going to go to the third quarter up on your score sheet up there. Gus is a man of many abilities. He keeps track of more stuff than I can even imagine. Here's a snap back. It's a good one. The punt away, maybe his finest effort of the night. It's going to bounce. Take a Tiger bounce at the 25, 20, and roll down to about the 16-yard line. So it was a very nice kick that was not returnable. Here comes the Morehill Mount Academy offense. Because that two-point conversion a moment ago looms large because the Ravens continue to be within one score.
Yeah, if that play doesn't work, it's a two-score game. For Morehill Mount Academy, this is going to be their third possession so far here in the second half. They've got a punt, and they've got a touchdown. Here comes possession number 10 of the night. In the second half, ACCHS has turned it over on downs at the 10-yard line, scored a touchdown, and punted on their three possessions so far.
At their own 16, here's a handoff to Shia. And he will be hit, breaks away, hit again, and half of the defense piles up on him, pushes him back inside the 10-yard line. Thomas showed great strength and great balance. Didn't want to go to the ground, but ultimately unable to advance the football.
Trenton Kimmy in on the stop also. That 55, 8 home.
So, all right, spot on the ball is going to be back to the 15-yard line. Make it a loss of a yard, second down and 11. Ravens have plenty of time. We're just underway here in the fourth quarter. They trail by 8. They can be very patient. Tigers want to see them use up some time and then give them the ball back. Here's a loft into the air. It is high and wobbly, caught and dropped at the 45-yard line. Ravens have been plagued by dropped passes tonight.
But there is a penalty marker back where the quarterback let go. It's personal foul, roughing the passer against the Tigers.
So ACCHS, who is going to have themselves in a pretty good spot now, is going to give the Ravens a first down and 15 more yards.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be 3rd and 12 instead. The personal foul roughing the passer will give Morehill Mount Academy second life on this possession.
They're going to advance this thing. It's across the 25 and just almost, we're going to call it right at the 30-yard line. So the Ravens at their own 30-yard line are going to begin again. 1st and 10. They trail in this one 30-22.
Hiawatha winner tonight over Jeff West, 45-7.
Ravens in those traveling white uniforms with a couple of wings to the right side. Here's the jet sweep. Over to the right goes Harris. Turns the edge. Maybe gets a yard. Maybe just the line of scrimmage. Ultimately not getting much. Atchison County stretched it out, and that was a nice defensive play by Bryson Lee. And also out there, is that Carter Page over there?
Yep, Carter Page on that defensive front doing a good job of tracking that ball down and making the stop on the play. For Morehill Mount Academy, give them a gain of a yard on the play. It'll bring up 2nd and 9.
Again, right at their own 30-yard line. Back to throw, Cottle, launches one deep. He's got his man and throws it over the outside shoulder. It is incomplete as Brandon Wilkes was looking inside. Pass went over the right shoulder instead. Ty Crossland with a man-on-man coverage downfield.
Right now, the Tigers seem pretty confident. They're not playing any zone defense. They're just going straight man with a center fielder in your safety position, and that's going to be Tyrion Corder. Corder, pretty good center field safety, right? I mean, you're talking about speed and being able to cover sideline to sideline.
He'll cover some ground if you need him to. 9:40 to play. Clock stopped after that incompletion. Ravens with a 3rd and 9 at their own 30. And again, they've gone all night just with that no-huddle offense, and they continue to do that. Play telegraphed in. QB's back. Blitz is on. Cottle running. There was a hold, no penalty, and now Cottle's going to go to the ground. Inside the 30-yard line, he'll lose a couple of yards on the play.
Colton Myers, the first guy in on the stop. You're also going to get ACCHS in there with Tyler McRae. Talked about McRae quite a bit on that offensive line. He is a big guy. Coming in at 6 foot, 215 pounds, and only a sophomore.
So Atchison County is going to get Bryson Lee and Matt Worley back for the punt return. Now remember, Ravens are capable of faking this if they wanted to. They have that ability.
Look, the Tigers aren't really set up in a punt block. They're more in a safety punt.
Here's the kick away. It is high and kind of hanging, and going to not be very deep and carry him immediately, perpendicularly out of bounds along the near side, around the 46-yard line. Like so, that perpendicular? Pretty good, huh?
So during that last punt, if you saw out on the field, ACCHS had Ty Crossland, who was over there covering the gunner. As soon as that punt was short, they have a safe word. That means get away from the football. As soon as he heard it, Ty Crossland took off running for the sideline, able to get out of play before that ball caroms off of him. ACCHS with great starting field position out near midfield at the 40, let's call it 44.
That's too complicated for me. If I were playing, they'd just have to say, get away.
Yeah, get away.
And then, yeah, get away. 8:50 to go in the game. Tigers with the lead with the ball, and here comes Bryson Lee. 45-50, head down 45-yard line. He'll pick up 11 and a first down. And, man, he went hard to the ground as he slammed down, but gets up and kind of shakes off the cobwebs, heads back to his coach, and then back into the huddle.
Manasseh Miller, along with Seth Hoffman, in on the stop right there for Morehill Mount Academy. But again, the Tigers able to pick up a first down, and it also means that they're going to be able to milk some time off this clock.
Atchison County's being very patient, which is exactly the right play right about now. 8.5 to go, and rolling along, 30-22. ACCHS in front again, trips left, one right. One man behind Bryson Lee. We've got to get a timeout. is going to be taken by Coach Thornburg. We're going to do it with them. 8:20 left in the game. It remains Atchison County 30, Morehead Academy 22.
Taco John's has a new value menu. Their value-est menu brings in premium ingredients like bacon and guac without the premium price. With options starting at just $1, you won't find value like that anywhere else. Chicken Bacon Ranch Loaded Potato Olays, just $3. Chicken Bacon Guac Street Tacos, just $2. Chicken Snack Quesadillas, just $1. Find these deals and more and an open lobby at Taco John's in Atchison. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Once upon a time, in 1856, there was a small community bank that really valued their customers and worked very hard to serve them. This hometown bank continued this practice year after year. It grew and prospered, and more people became customers. After 165 years, it has remained a strong and secure financial organization. All this time, it never lost sight of what made it strong, their customers. Come and bank happily ever after with Exchange Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
As we come back, the Tigers come out of the timeout, and there's a quick handoff. Bryson Lee puts it in the hands of Colton Myers, splits the defense to the secondary, downfield and into the end zone. 45-yard touchdown run. Gus, the Tigers saw something.
Yeah, that time it was just a quick dive right there to Colton Myers. Morehill Mount Academy overplayed on the outside, looking to take away the read option. Instead, Bryson Lee doing a great job tonight reading that play. That time handed it off, and nobody in front of Colton Myers for the 45-yard touchdown.
Has Colton got enough gas to get handed off this two-point run? Nope, the ball's rolling on the ground. Bryson picks it up, throws it across his body, and it's going to be broken up and incomplete, and we have, Joseph, we're going to take another quick one. We got a timeout as the Tigers have stretched the lead with 8:04 to go in the game. Atchison County 36, Morehead Academy 22.
Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic is dedicated to providing excellent care to your pets and animals. Dr. Christine McCool, Dr. Sean McCool, and Dr. Peggy Kistler have more than 80 years experience caring for pets and large animals alike. To schedule an appointment with one of the doctors, please call 913-367-3600 or visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
ACCHS getting set to kick it away. Gus, they get the appropriate personnel in. And you know, the Ravens are shortening up the kick return guys and also getting some more hand guys up closer to the front.
You also know what they're doing. Look at that third row. They're moving them out closer to the numbers so that they're kind of filling up those gaps.
Now we're going to switch a couple of guys, and now there's so much confusion on the kick return that complicated. Here's the boot away, high and short, and caught by an up man who quickly and nicely covers it up at the 37-yard line. So the Ravens are going to have control of the football and a good place to start. Give that kickoff coverage to Nathan Randall, a 6-foot freshman for the Ravens. So Nathan did it the right thing. Caught it, covered it up, lets his team's offense come out on the field. But for the Ravens, just with 7:58 to go, they have no room for error now. Here comes the Morehead Mount Academy offense, and it is still Drew Cottle running it from the QB. Deep drop, setting up a screen. Now he's going to run out of it. Heads for the near sideline, pushed out of bounds around the 30-yard line. Great pursuit for the Tigers, and that was old Kenyon Toll over here on the near side, the DN.
Yeah, Kenyon Toll did a great job of running Cottle to the sideline. Now, that's not usually a play we see out of Drew Cottle, right? Usually he'll get to the sideline, and then he'll chuck the ball down the field just to try to not lose that yardage. Instead, Morehill Mount Academy going to lose about 8 yards on the play. It'll bring up now a second and 18.
Now, what the Ravens probably are, you would think, going to be looking at is who is in for Landon Brown. You talked about him. That's the name we've said maybe more than any other. He's on the near side stretching his legs. They've got a cramps over here. And with that, the Tigers have had to go to the bench. And
this bunch formation over here for Morehill Mount Academy.
Quarterback's going to head up. It's going to be, again, the halfback pass. Harris will throw. It's batted and nearly picked off by Lee. Throwing it a triple coverage.
That was a play that was tricky. They ran a bunch formation of trips to the right side. They had on the left side Mark Harris. They ran him in motion, flipped it to him, and allowed him to throw the ball. The problem was that the Tigers were ready for that. You had Bryson Lee out there, got a hand on it. You had Ty Crossland, who hit his receiver. And you had Kerryon Carter over the top, who had it sniffed out. I mean, there just was nowhere to go on that play.
It is now a third down at about 17-18. Caldwell back to throw. Steps up, throwing deep. He's got a man uncovered, and he's going to catch it deep into Tiger territory at the ACCHS 30-yard line.
That was a great job by Lanson Taylor, getting past his defender, able to come back, make the reception, and Bryson Lee able to chase him down. And Morehill Mount Academy has it now into Tiger territory. They're going to mark this thing down around the 31-yard line. It'll be first and 10 there.
It is a 39-yard pass play for the Ravens when they really needed to move the ball with some speed, and they made it happen right there. Clock is running at 7:20 to go. It is first and 10. MHMA in Tiger territory at the 31-yard line, but they trail of the ball game 36-22. Quarterback Drew Cottle from the pistol. Running back Thomas Shea is on his right hand. Receiver strips to the left. Quarterback back, looking left, now rolling that way. Chased out of the pocket, running to the near sideline, throws across the body, and it's incomplete. His intended receiver had fallen.
Yeah, his intended receiver ran in and then was trying to cut back out, but on the outside cut, kind of lost his footing. An incomplete pass will stop the clock with 7 minutes left in the game. Right now, ACCHS leading Morehill Mount Academy 36-22 in this contest. And again, we might be the last game done in the state.
The Ravens have had a real strong run against this ACCHS team, Gus. Morehill Mount Academy has won the last 7 meetings between these teams, including last year, 53-6. Tigers are looking to erase all those memories here tonight. 7 minutes to play. They lead by 14. But the Ravens have the football. Quarterback draw, straight ahead run, back to the 30, inside to the 25, putting his head down and angling to the outside. Takes it down to about the 23-yard line. Ravens are going to be looking now at a third down at about 3.
Cottle on the run. Give Carter Page credit for the tackle right there. It's going to bring up now a third and 4 for Morehill Mount Academy.
Dalton Damon is going to check out for Atchison County. Back into the middle is going to be the 6-foot, 215-pound sophomore Tyler McCray. He's had a nice night. Third down 3 inside the 25-yard line. Ravens moving deep in Tiger territory. Now it's going to be a little slow run by the quarterback, and Cottle is going to be mowed down right at the marker on the far side by Ty Crossland.
Great job by Ty Crossland over there. The backside cornerback read that quickly, did not hesitate, came up and made a nice submarine tackle. I believe Cottle's going to be, just a little short.
It'll
bring up fourth and 1.
For Ty Crossland, that was the perfect technique, because at 5'7", 5'8", that's how you're going to take down that 6'2" or 3" quarterback. Just got to take those pegs out from beneath him. And for the Ravens, indeed, Gus, it is going to be a fourth down, isn't it? Okay. They're showing it a third down and a pair out there. Moving on the right side, no penalty. Quarterback is going to run into the line. He'll pick up a first down. Cottle will bounce outside, get inside the 15-yard line. It's going to be first and 10 Ravens.
It doesn't really matter, but I do think he held up a fist for fourth down. They will get the first and now roll the clock at 6:13 left in the ballgame. Now, Morehill Mount Academy doing a great job on this drive, but again, having to score twice, they're going to have to hurry this thing up a little bit.
Tigers substituting in a couple of big guys now in the defensive front as we go inside 6 minutes to play in the game. Ravens down a couple of scores, have it first and 10 inside the 15. Quarterback draw again. Straight ahead goes Cottle, and he's going to be down to the 11.
Give credit on the tackle right there to Dalton Damon. The big defensive tackle for ACCHS, able to drag him down from behind. Short gain on the play. It'll bring him down. Yeah, you called it second and 7 for Morehill Mount Academy. Now, can I tell you, I feel like on this possession, MHMA is taking more time than they've had all night, and they don't really have that luxury at this point.
Drew waiting, calling signals, takes a snap, drops back, looks left again, flushed out, rolling, now throwing, and it is going to be out of bounds. Just as this second half has gone on, early in the ballgame, quarterback Drew Cottle, he was doing a great job. He was giving himself up so as not to get hit. He was running out of bounds, but now as the second half has gone on, he's staying in the field of play more. He's taken a lot more punishment and has drawn a lot more contact.
Well, I think he realizes that he has to just make a play for this team, and sometimes that means that you're going to take maybe that extra hit just to hold on to the ball that extra half a beat to get somebody open.
Ravens third down 7 at the Tiger 12. Shia to the left hand of quarterback Drew Cottle. Goes back to throw, short drop, fires it right side, and stretching out. Is it going to be caught down low? It is by Lanson Taylor. He makes a catch, reaching out about at the knees, pulls it in. Is it first down yardage?
Well, they're going to actually mark him just short of it. It'll be second down for MHMA. Oh, fourth down now for MHMA, and let's call it a long yard.
It is inside, right at the 5-yard line. It's a fourth down call. Big call for the Ravens. Quarterback will keep it himself. Cottle's going to pick up the first down. He is at the 3.
Nice play right there by Drew Cottle. And really wasn't a whole lot of shimmy or shine to that play. I mean, you knew Cottle was going to keep the ball in his hands on that play. But with the clock still rolling, we're at 5 minutes. This thing is melting away here in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. And again, as you mentioned a moment ago and alluded to, the Ravens taking plenty of time, maybe too much time. Quarterback will keep it himself again. This time he'll get the outside. He is hit, can't get to the edge, and he is dropped for a short loss on a play by Kerryon Cordova. Strong safety. As this field, you get inside the 5, the field constricts. Those safeties now don't have to cover so much deep. They can be up closer to the line and make more of those stops.
Yeah, that's on Kerryon Quarter. I've seen the play start to develop, and he just came crashing off the outside and ran right into the path of Drew Cottle. A big play right there for the Tigers. And now we just saw Morehill Mount Academy huddle.
Yep, for the first time tonight with 4:15 to play in the game, and they trail by 2 scores. Second and goal. Back to throw again is Drew. Lobs one left. Has his man. Touchdown, Ravens! Morehill Mount Academy. The strike downfield from Drew Cottle to Lanson Taylor. And MHMA Gus is battling with 4:06 to go. They trail now 36-28.
You know what else they're doing? Whether they win or lose, they're playing the points game as well.
No right? question. You can't lose by too many if you do lose.
If you're going to lose, you want to lose close. And right now, Morehill Mount Academy able to draw a little closer with that touchdown.
Drew Cottle to hold. The kicker is Zach Sanford. It is down. It is up. It is end over end, and it is good. Timeout on the field in Effingham, Kansas. We've got a fabulous finish coming up. We're down to 4:06 to go in tonight's game. It is ACCHS 36, Morehill Mount Academy 29.
Let your local Farmers Insurance agent, Sandra Trumpeter, put her experience to work for you. Sandra proudly serves Atchison County families and businesses and is ready to review your existing policies or provide a no-obligation quote today. Call Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232 to get smarter about your insurance. Again, that's Sandra Trumpeter Agency at 913-367-3232. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
The Fall Blizzard Menu is here at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. The fall menu includes sea salt toffee fudge, Reese's Pieces cookie dough, Oreo mocha fudge, Choco dipped brownie, and the Royal Ultimate Choco brownie. And the featured September Blizzard of the Month is both the Pumpkin Pie Blizzard and the Pecan Pie Blizzard. It's all at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill.
Good to have you back with us here, Tiger Stadium, Effingham, Kansas. Gus, do the Ravens go with the onside, or do they put the game in the hands of their defense here with just over 4 minutes to play as the Tigers lead the Ravens by a touchdown?
I'll probably go for the onside. Just the way that ACTHS can milk the clock with as well as they run the ball.
Zach Sanford, the kicker for the Ravens, waiting for the official to hand him the football. I think the Tigers have, what, a couple of timeouts left, and I believe, did the Ravens have two or three yet? So,
Morehill Mount Academy needed to run another guy on.
And now they're going to shuffle around a little bit, getting the person on where they went. Look at the numbers on those guys on kick coverage. Those are all numbers of guys who are going to touch the ball. Here's the advance. There's the onside kick, and penalty markers all over there were offside.
Yeah, that time got a little antsy and got ahead of the line when that ball was kicked.
So that will cost the Ravens five, and they will tee this thing back up, and they will try this again. Will they do the same thing again?
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do that twice.
You can't run that one again. So what they were trying to do is, it's that kick where the kicker bangs it off the ground as soon as he hits it, and everybody runs the ball downfield, and then the kicker tries to recover it. You're just probably not going to get away with that one. See, now Morehill Mount Academy is making a switch out there. They're now moving Drew Cottle, who was on the inside line, and moving him to the outside. So now expect them to maybe kick it over to the corner here.
Tigers have got a lot of hands team men out there as well.
If I were Morehill Mount Academy, I try to bomb one over here to, you know, right on the numbers and hope Cottle can get down there and recover it.
Tigers have five guys on the 45, five guys on the other 45, and a single man back deep at the 30-yard line. Here comes the Raven kickoff. 36-29 is your score. There's the advance, and they'll boom it away. It is high. It is deep. It bounces at the 10, at the 5, and it's going to stop at a 2-yard line. Tigers are going to have to pick it up there at the 5 and at the 10, bouncing over to the left side. No room there. Running into defenders and swarmed over short of the 15-yard line. The return by Kerryon Quarter. And guess had that ball taken one more skip, it goes into the end zone, but it didn't.
Kerryon Quarter followed that ball all the way back, and I think he, like most everybody else, thought that thing was just going to bound through the end zone. But we talked about it in pregame. The grass is thick right now, and that ball hit, and it just kind of died right there.
The 5-yard penalty helped the Ravens right there. 4 minutes precisely to go with the ball game, and the Tigers need a couple of first downs to secure a win. The Ravens, to have a shot getting back in it, need a big defensive series right here. And Atchison County going to take a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break with the Tigers. 4 minutes left. It remains Atchison County 36, MHMA 29.
At Union State Bank, we've never stopped learning. In over 120 years, we've never stopped expanding our technology. To keep Union State Bank of Atchison and your finances moving forward, we provide innovative banking services while protecting your information. From our Union State Bank app to mobile and online banking tools, we're always looking ahead to serve you better without losing that small-town banking feel you love. Learn more today at mybankusb.com.
Since 1972, Atchison Construction has been serving Northeast Kansas and Northwest Missouri with quality service, exceptional craftsmanship, and a passion for customer satisfaction. They offer a wide range of services, from the foundation to the roof of the structure. Contact Andrew to make a plan to get your project completed. Atchison Construction, a company you know and trust.
Oh, is he? Players come back out on the field, 36-29. ACCHS in front of the big home crowd leads by a score. But right now for the Tigers, they've got to get a couple of first downs, Gus. And for the Ravens, they need to get the ball back and hold them to a quick three and out. Quarterback Bryson Lee takes a snap at the waist. Hands off. Bouncing outside. Here's room. At the 25-30. Tigers at the 35. Here's Kerryon Quarter at the 40-50. Could he go, Kerryon? He's at the 30. Kerryon Quarter. He's going to take it all the way. Touchdown, Tigers. How about that 86-yard first play from scrimmage?
86-yard touchdown run by Kerryon Quarter. And how about this? Right now, the Tigers are gashing Morgan-Holman Academy on the ground. The last touchdown run was 45. This one, now 86 yards. We have 1, 2, 3 big plays tonight for ACCHS. A 45-yard touchdown run, a 57-yard pass to Kieran Corder, and now the 86-yard touchdown run by Kieran Corder on really just kind of an inside counter.
Tigers looking to go for two. It is what they do. Colton Myers. That's not Colton back there. Quarterback has got to take it, keep it, duck right, bounce away from one defender, but not from the second. Two-point conversion fails, and we got a timeout. Break of the action. 3:46 still to play. Atchison County stretches its lead. Tigers 42, Ravens 29.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing. Know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Atchison Animal Clinic knows the importance of reliable access to quality veterinary health care. For that reason, we are proud to offer same-day appointments and 24-hour, 7-day-a-week emergency services. Our entire staff is dedicated to being ready and available when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
ACCHS putting the ball on the tee. Cousin, they and their fans look at the scoreboard, seeing themselves in front 42-29 over cross county rival Morgan-Holman Academy. Ravens are going to not look for that onside kick. They're expecting the Tigers to kick it away, but the ACCHS kicks all night have not been particularly deep. Down around the 25-yard line has been kind of standard for them. Here's the advance, and here's the boot. This one won't even be that deep. It is going to bound and be covered up by an up man just short of the 35-yard line. And so for the Ravens, it'll be first and 10. That kick covered up again by Carl Sargent. Oh, Carl's doing a nice job, the 6-foot sophomore for the Ravens.
So for Morgan-Holman Academy, they find themselves with the football, trailing by 13 with 3:44 left in the ballgame. Going to have to get really kicking this offense into second gear.
Does this fit into the old saw? You know, you can't rush, but, you know, you've kind of got to hurry a little bit here.
Exactly.
First and 10. Morgan-Holman Academy. Drew is back. Left-hand pass is going to be caught. Tigers are going to play a little soft defense, and it's going to be complete for a first down across the 45 to around the 46-yard line, an 11-yard pickup and an advance of the chains. But tick-tock, 3.5 minutes to go.
That time, Nathan Randolph, the freshman, makes another reception on the play.
Nathan's a nice target. Young guy, 6 foot tall. Right football future. And now this ball is back. This pass over to the left side is going to be broken up and incomplete. Was that a trick play?
No, Morgan-Holman Academy. I don't think Cottle was ready for the ball, and he's talking to his center right now because the center thought he heard something. He snaps the ball. Everybody stands around, and when it was all said and done, it's a completed pass. No gain on the play. Maybe a yard on the play. Let's call it second and nine just for
second down. I'm looking up, and nobody's in like any kind of a stance, and some of the ball was just snapped, and away we went. Nice job by Cottle to cover it up. Now he's back to throw. Hit and sack inside the 40-yard line. The safety blitz. And there's Landon Brown again. Wow.
Yeah, Landon Brown came flying through. The problem was ACCHS, look up there. After Landon Brown makes the sack, he's like reaching down. He's trying to stretch himself out. But as the ball was snapped, ACCHS was overloaded him. They sent the house. Morgan-Holman Academy blocked it as well as they could. But the problem is when you got five guys up front and seven guys coming at you, two guys are going to come free. And they just got to Cottle in a hurry. And that might be one of the first sacks of the night that we've really seen Cottle take that he wasn't able to throw away.
Ravens are going to take a timeout. We will hang on to it right here, an opportunity for us
to briefly preview tomorrow afternoon's football game here on Care Radio is we're going to be at the Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College, the Ravens and Culver Stockton coming over from Canton, Missouri. Pre-game here on Care at about 12:30. We're going to have, you know, a nice conversation with the coach, keys to the game, all of those things that we do prior to the kickoff, and at 1 o'clock kickoff for the Ravens and the Wildcats.
You like points? They may be rolled up a little bit tomorrow. Both defensive coordinators are probably still sitting up tonight trying to figure out the plans, because you talk about two of the highest scoring offenses in the Heart of America Athletic Conference coming together tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, in fact, the top two, averaging over 41 and over 42 points apiece. We could have an 85-point game tomorrow.
I don't think Coach Cook would be too happy with that either.
Here we go. Ravens haven't utilized the timeout. They have the ball. Second down at about 17 at their own 40-yard line. Excuse me, third down from their own 40. Snap back, play action, QB's back, setting up a screen, dropping way back, and his pass is dropped. It is incomplete. Jordan did a nice job. He kept backpedaling, selling that. And then his pass was a little bit short, a little bit behind the intended receiver, who just couldn't quite turn around and get his hands beneath it and haul it in.
As the defensive line got let through, they really started to recognize what was happening and never really got a deep pressure on Cottle. They started to drop back, and that also makes that play hard to set up.
Again, the Tigers are going to have that one over-the-top, one deep defender. Quarterback, again, being pursued on this fourth down call. Cottle will run, stiff arm, and he is going to be way short of the first down. Maybe picked up a yard or so. The Tigers are going to take over possession on downs and their own half of the field at the 41. Give Dalton Damon credit for that pursuit. And here's the thing. Dalton is not the biggest guy out of the field, probably not the fastest guy, but he may be one of the hardest working guys you're going to find.
Yeah, Dalton Damon playing on that defensive line at 5'8", about 75, but the junior is a high-motor guy, able to chase down quarterback Cottle, never really give him the sideline to work with. And for the Tigers, 256 separates them from a win. Now, if you're ACCHS, you're probably trying to push this a little bit to go ahead and get your points.
Well, again, 21 is the magic. Let's see if Atchison County looks to stretch their lead. Quarterback Bryson Lee will hand up into the middle. Nothing. Colton Myers is bear-hugged and dropped to the ground. No gain on that carry. The tackle by Taylor.
Yeah, Brayton Taylor coming up from the defensive line and making the stop.
We're going to get a timeout. Yeah, Tigers are going to take one, or the Ravens, rather, are going to take one. Let's take one more, Joseph, with only 2:50 to go in the game. I believe it's their final one. Atchison County, 42. Marham Out Academy, 29.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive if you're not sure of what you're doing. Call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Providing you with play-by-play coverage of high school and Benedictine College sports, daily sportscasts, game recaps, schedules, and more. We are KAIR, number one for local sports.
Good to have you back with us here in Effingham, Kansas, as we return. Tigers with a quick run into the middle of the line for short yardage. MHMA now burns its final time out of the game. We're at 2:42 to go. 42-29, and because the Tigers didn't look like a team that was looking to roll up any more points on that last down, as they just kind of playing some safety, running right into the B gap.
Yeah, but you say that, yet they have 45 and 86 yard runs on their last two drives. So right now I think the Tigers are just playing it safe. They're playing into the middle. If something comes open, they're going to take it. But if not, they're okay with running a little time off the clock. We're looking now at a 3rd and 10 for ACCHS.
Tigers are at the Raven 41-yard line, and they're going to go very wide to the left side. Atchison County is going to send Matt Worley wide left, three receivers wide to the right side. Running back Colton Myers behind Bryson Lee, who's under center now, and he hasn't been there all night. He'll keep it boot left. Goes outside, gets a CO block, 40-35. Puts himself down inside the 30, and they will stop the clock to advance the sticks.
But I love the play right there by Bryson Lee. You get to the sideline, you pick up the first down, what do? You slide down inbounds. That way, once the clock, or once the sticks get set, we're going to roll the clock.
That is a smart play by the Tigers junior quarterback. And now, as the clock begins rolling, he walks over to the near side and gets the play from head coach Alex Thornburg. Tigers are going to take plenty of time off this one. Moorhead Mount Academy is unable to stop the clock, and we're down just over 2 minutes to go.
You kind of talk about a sinking feeling right there for Moorhead Mount Academy. Is you're down, you've got no more timeouts, and right now there's not much you can do because ACCHS can continue to take time off of this thing.
Here come the Tigers with his first down at the 30-yard line. Quarterback, he's back. He's looking to throw. Gets away from the first defender, rolling right, still rolling right. Now he's just going to run with it and get shoved in the back and pushed out of bounds on the near sideline, which will hit him down.
Yeah, he dove forward and kept his arm in bounds to keep the clock rolling. What a job by Bryson Lee. A lot of times guys will run out of bounds, but that time he dove in the field of play.
Minute and a half to go. Dust for the Ravens. The season has turned south after winning their first two games of the year. This will be a third consecutive loss as they lost to Pleasant Ridge. And then last week, they dropped that game with Republic County.
So they lost to Republic County last week, got pointed out at 21, right now at 13. So at this point, they're down 34 points in 2 weeks of district play.
There's a little misdirection sweep to the left side in the hands of Kyrian Corder. He had to run the ball down around the 26 or 7 yard line, and we're in the last minute of the game.
For Moorhead Mount Academy, it was Jonathan Ngwaba on the stop. Jonathan, we've talked about him, big guy out there, 6'3", 185 pound junior defensive end.
Tigers taking plenty of time on the near sideline. 35 seconds left in the game as Bryson Lee comes off the near sideline, and maybe they've just got to stand there and watch that clock. ACCHS, Trenton Kimmy, wide left, Kyrian Corder also to the left. Getting over there as well is going to be Justin Vesser. Now the Tigers are going to take a timeout with 20 seconds left. Were they going to get a penalty? Or?
They're going to get the delay of game. So go ahead and call that timeout and figure out what you're going to do. And for the Tigers, if we talk about it, how often do we talk about this? You hate to do it, but you probably need to look to score on this play, right? You're ahead by 13, but again, in district play, you would like to accumulate that 21.
Yep, and ACCHS, after starting 3-0 last week, going up to a really good Nemaha Central team and losing 22-0, a bounce-back win here tonight is they're going to go to 4-1, 1-1 of the district. And how about this, 4-0 in the NEKL? Big, big win for ACCHS here this evening. And they're going to snap a seven-year losing streak to these Ravens here tonight. Tigers will have a third down call, third down at the 27-yard line. They go to the diamond formation. Quarterback will take a knee. Final score tonight in Effingham. ACCHS 42, MHMA 29. And we'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
This flu season, drive-through flu shot events will be held at most Amberwell primary care locations, including Atchison, Hiawatha, Horton, Troy, and Leavenworth. Flu vaccines are free with most insurance plans. In order to help the events run as smoothly as possible, registration is encouraged. Dates and times are limited, so visit amberwellhealth.org or call 913-370-8255.
9839 to register now.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carry-out service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, protein bowls, and amazing salads at Subway under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back here to Effingham, Kansas, where tonight ACCHS has come away with a 42-29 win over Mar Hill Mount Academy. Gus, for the Ravens, it started off really well. They jumped out on top 7-0. Tigers scored and got up by one. Mar Hill Mount Academy came right back and went up 14-8. Then the tide kind of turned in this game.
Yeah, the Tigers were able to take a 22-14 lead into the half. Then in the third quarter, a couple quick touchdowns back and forth. Tigers pushed it to a 30-14. Mar Hill Mount Academy answers right back. But then in the fourth quarter, ACCHS, two touchdowns, a 45-yard run by Colton Myers, an 86-yard run by Kieran Corder. And in the fourth quarter, the only score Mar Hill Mount Academy could get was that 4-yard pass from Drew Cottle to Lanson Taylor. And for Mar Hill Mount Academy, they're going to come up a little short tonight, having lost by 13-21 last week. So, what are they, down 34 in the point system through 2 weeks? For Mar Hill Mount Academy, we talked about it a little bit at the break, and it kind of came true in the second half. Like, possessions became gold, right? You only had two possessions in the third quarter, and you only had three in the second quarter. You had 12 possessions tonight. So, for Mar Hill Mount Academy, not doing enough with those. For ACCHS, 12th possession, the 12th possession of the ball game was the one where they just basically ran the clock out. But in the fourth quarter, you had two touchdowns and a punt. You go back to the third quarter, you had a touchdown and a turnover on down. So for the Tigers, they were really able to put it on, really from about possession 5 down to possession 12 of the game.
Nice night for Drew Conley. Ran for one touchdown, threw for three more in the course of the game. And for ACCHS, because I don't know if you can say enough about Bryson Lee tonight. Not only did he run in a couple of touchdowns, he had touchdown throws to Kieran Corder a couple of times. Kieran then had the real capper score, the 86-yard run there in the late going of the fourth quarter. And Colton Myers also, the workhorse out of the backfield, carried one in from 45 yards out. Tigers win it tonight, and again, Mar Hill Mount Academy goes to 2-3 on the season. ACCHS now 4-1 and 4-0 in the NEKL. Tomorrow here on Kent Radio, Raven football. Pregame 12:30. Benedict and Raven kickoff at 1 o'clock as BC hosts Culver Stockton. Certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this evening. Again, your final score. ACCHS 42, MHMA 29. And until we reach it, and for Joseph back in the Care Sports Studio, doing all the engineering and production and all the hard work. Joseph, thank you very much. For Gus Counts, Tom Counts saying so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM, and online at mscsports.net. Stay up to date with the latest scores, game recaps, and rankings at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.